Robinson?
Yep. Yeah, he's got it out of the pen.
Hey, what ball player?
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that! That ball almost went through the ring light! A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut, a perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, it is time for a brand new series of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Tonight, Brooklyn kicks off its second half of a two-week homestand as the Cyclones welcome the High A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles, the Aberdeen Ironbirds, to Maimonides Park. With that, we say hello and welcome from high above home here at Maimonides Park alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. We have a chilly Tuesday night ball game on hand for you tonight. Gray skies overhead, some fog building out beyond the Atlantic Ocean on right field, but right now the field of play itself not impacted by that fog all too much. So there will be baseball tonight here in Brooklyn as the Cyclones and the Ironbirds gear up to go toe-to-toe, game one of six, as Douglas Orellana prepares to make his first start of the season against Aberdeen's Levi Wells. We rewind back to Sunday. Brooklyn couldn't quite finish off the first leg of this two-week homestand with a win, but all things considered, Cyclones still do take 4 of 6 against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. That improves their record to 11-10. These two teams that are actually entering play today, Justin, with identical records at 11-10, both coming off strong weeks. Aberdeen took 5 of 6 at home against Jersey Shore. And Brooklyn, even though not quite the win on Sunday, Mateo Gil still does homer. And anytime you grab a series victory, there certainly is a sense of momentum rolling into a fresh week.
Absolutely, and a lot of jumbled up teams right now. The top half of the North Division, Brooklyn and Aberdeen both tied for fourth, but only two games back of first place Wilmington coming into play today. And if you say, well, it's a little bit too early to start talking about divisional races and things like that, well, we're nearing about the third waypoint already in the first half of this 2024 season. But the Cyclones, a great opportunity today with Aberdeen coming into town. Took a series against another divisional foe last week. Time to try and do it again here this week.
We do have a couple of roster moves to tell you about. Jalen Palmer's rehab assignment has ended. He is back up to Double-A. Jordan Gieber promoted to Double-A Binghamton as well. So a couple of new additions to this Cyclone squad, one of whom has previous Brooklyn playing experience, albeit just a game last year. Jeffrey De Los Santos up from Single-A St. Lucian outfielder. He is in the starting lineup tonight. Jeffrey De Los Santos, of course, not to be confused with Omar De Los Santos. Justin and myself will certainly do our best to make it clear which De Los Santos we're referring to tonight. Omar is in center and Jeffrey is in right. But the story really for Brooklyn coming into the week this week is the addition of Jonah Tung onto this Cyclones pitching staff. Tung, who threw 18 and two-thirds innings across four appearances with St. Lucie, has yet to allow an earned run. 2022 draftee by the Mets organization in the seventh round. Justin, his strikeout rate is practically 53%. We mentioned earlier last week Tyler McGill couldn't have been much better. Six batters he faced were six strikeouts. Jonah Tung, you can almost apply that same narrative to his entire season. Hard to be much better than he's been up until this point.
Yeah, and you're coming off a season for Jonah Tung in which he really struggled in his first professional campaign at an ERA over six, had more walks than strikeouts. So now he's got one of the best strikeout-to-walk ratios in all of minor league baseball. This is a guy that wasn't on any top 30 prospect lists for the Mets coming into the season, but it wouldn't be surprising to see him in the top 10, if not higher, when they start coming out with midseason re-ranks right around June, July in the 2024 MLB draft. But he's a guy that comes over the top, sort of a old-fashioned right over top-to-bottom delivery. And he's still young, just 20 years old, won't turn 21 until June. And you combine him with Brandon Sproat and Nolan McLean in the Cyclones pitching rotation, those three are going to be a triumvirate pitching on three consecutive days at one point later on this week. But you combine that with Felipe De La Cruz, Douglas Orellana making his first start of the year tonight. This is shaping up to be one of the better rotations, not just in the Mets system, but across the South Atlantic League.
Yeah, and it is Orellana's turn to toe the slab tonight for the Cyclones. Retired all 15 batters he faced in a relief capacity. Five innings of work and faced that minimum 15 batters back on Wednesday. So Orellana making his first start. See if he can shrink that very tidy 1.35 ERA through his four relief appearances any further. Opposing Levi Wells making his fifth start. Been a tough go for Wells so far at a Texas State. His ERA up over 9.5 through his first four appearances of the season, and he's only averaging about 2 2/3 innings per start. So we'll see if Wells can get going and stay in the game a little bit deeper than he has up until this point this season. All right, this should be fun. We've got a full week of baseball for you from Maimonides Park. Cyclones and Ironbirds, first of six tonight on this Tuesday. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll check in with Jose Hernandez, Brooklyn catcher slash outfielder, who had a pretty unique experience yesterday. We won't tell you more than that. You'll have to stay tuned after the break to find out exactly what we're talking about. You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Back here on the Cyclones Radio Network in the pregame show, live from Citi Field alongside Cyclones catcher Jose Hernandez and mental skills coach Maria Bogard, who's helping translate. Jose, you had an awesome opportunity today at Citi Field to face off against Kodai Senga. How'd it go?
Tuviste una tremenda oportunidad hoy de poder enfrentar a Kodai Senga. ¿Cómo te sentiste?
Muy emocionado, muy agradecido con el equipo por estar aquí. Es una oportunidad brillante. Enfrentó un grande liga. Uno nunca sabe si lo va a poder hacer. Lo picheo, el nivel se ve diferente y feliz, contento de estar aquí.
Very emotional, very awesome. It's a great opportunity to be able to face a big league pitcher. And just to be here, he's very grateful of the opportunity.
What was it like getting a chance to prepare to face a guy like Kodai Senga, one of the best pitchers in the world, while also getting a chance to come to Citi Field for the first time?
¿Cómo te sentiste o cómo ha sido la experiencia de poder venir a enfrentarte a Kodai Senga por primera vez? Y no solamente a Kodai Senga, sino también venir a Citi Field por primera vez.
Contento, súper emocionado, el nivel se ve, sé que es uno de los mejores pitchers del mundo ahora mismo, los picheos están súper nati, no son unos picheos que yo nunca había visto anteriormente, so, súper contento.
He's very happy, very grateful to be here. He said that Kodai Senga has been, like, he's one of the best pitchers in the world right now, and his pitches are very nasty, something he's never seen before, so he's just getting prepared for that.
I was going to say, what was it like getting a chance to face the Ghost Fork for the first time? Did it live up to all the expectations and the hype that you've heard about as a fan watching games?
¿Cómo ha sido la experiencia de poder enfrentarte a ese picheo que le dicen el Ghost Fork de Taki?
Man, yo lo vi en los videos antes de venir para acá, a ver qué tal se parecía, qué ajuste yo podía hacer, pero no es nada lo que se parece como personalmente ese picheo. Tú lo ves como una recta, viene siempre recta y al final se cae. Es algo increíble. Yo le hice un swing con todo mi poder y casi me parto la espalda.
He says it's been amazing. Like, he saw videos before coming here and just being able to face it in person, it looks completely different. It looks like a fastball straight to you, and then it just sinks straight down. He almost broke his back doing it, like swinging at it. So it's been a great experience for him.
Now you're here at Citi Field for the first time since you've signed with the Mets. What's the experience like getting a chance to be at a big league ballpark and get a chance to hit against a major league pitcher in this environment?
¿Cómo ha sido la experiencia también de poder venir a un parque de Grande Liga? Y venía al parque Grande Liga y también enfrentaste al pitcher que viste hoy.
No, increíble, algo que nosotros soñamos desde que estamos allá chiquitos en Dominicana, algo que nosotros siempre estamos viviendo un sueño ahora mismo, y nunca, algo por lo que estamos luchando, para posiblemente poder estar aquí, poder venir todos los días, poder estar aquí y poder ayudar al equipo a ganar siempre.
And he says he's living the dream. Like, this has been something that since he's been in the DR, he's been working towards. So he's just working even harder just to be here every day and make this a constant thing.
What's it been like getting a chance to share this moment with your teammate, Karel Paz, your hitting coach, Eduardo Nunez, your mental skills coach, Maria? It's got to be cool to be able to share this with your teammates and your coworkers.
¿Cómo ha sido la experiencia de poder compartir, o cómo ha sido esta oportunidad de poder compartir con tus compañeros, con Karel, conmigo y con Eduardo, el estar aquí?
Bien, súper cómodo de poder venir con gente que ya yo conozco, gente que son familiares a mí, gente que ya yo conozco, que me pueden estar aquí y ayudar, guiarme y a poder seguir por aquí bien, y me siento súper cómodo y contento.
He says he feels very good because just the fact that he has people around him that have been here or that are here to support them as well, just it's been awesome for him too.
Now you've been with the Brooklyn Cyclones for about a month. Did you expect to have a chance to do something like this when you had a chance to break camp with the Cyclones in spring training this year? And how cool is it getting a chance to have this be a part of your experience playing minor league baseball this year?
Ya has estado con Brooklyn por un mes. ¿Cómo ha sido tu experiencia? ¿O tú pensaste cuando tú entraste con Brooklyn este año que tú ibas a poder venir para acá? ¿Iba a tener tu experiencia?
Bueno, en realidad no estaba en mi mente que yo iba a venir al Citi Field tan pronto. Pero ya estamos aquí, lo estamos viviendo y estamos concentrados en tener una buena temporada con Brooklyn para próximamente poder estar aquí.
He says he would have never expected to be here so soon, but he's still expecting to have a very good season in order for him to move up and be here as soon as possible.
One final question for you, Jose. Now that you faced a guy like Kodai Senga, now you get to go back and face South Atlantic League pitchers this week at home on Coney Island. Do you think it might be a little bit easier to hit now that you have that experience facing against one of the best pitchers in the world?
¿Tú crees que después de haber tenido esta experiencia de poder enfrentar a Kodai Senga, ahora cuando tú vayas de vuelta a casa y juegues la liga de nosotros, ¿tú crees que va a ser más fácil para ti poder enfrentar ese tipo de pitcher?
Yo espero que sí, porque este pitcher está súper nati, ¿verdad? Ya no tan tan nati como este. Pero no, seguí haciendo mi trabajo, seguí enfocado en lo mío y para que siga la cosa fluyendo bien.
He says he hopes so. He hopes that he's never seen a pitcher so nasty. So, I mean, it's probably going to look easier once he gets back home. But he's just working to continue to improve and being better every day.
Well, we've loved having both Maria Bogart and Jose Hernandez on Coney Island this year. Muchas gracias. Thank you so much for the time. And best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Coming up next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It is baseball time here on Coney Island alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. So glad to have you with us here on this overcast Tuesday night as we get ready to start series number two of this two-week homestand as the Cyclones and Ironbirds get ready to square off for the first time this year. Let's take a look at today's starting lineups first for the visiting Aberdeen Ironbirds, put together by their skipper, Felipe Rojas Jr. Leading off and in center field, Tavian Josenberger, Nick Maton on minor league rehab. He will bat second and be at short. Matt Horvath, the DH out of North Carolina, he'll hit third. Matthew Etzel cleans up at first base. Creed Willems, a returnee for Aberdeen, will bat fifth, be behind the plate. Elio Prado hits sixth in right. Carter Young is the second baseman in the seven hole. Jalen Vasquez, the third baseman, hits eighth. And Douglas Hodo the third, added from single-A Delmarva earlier today. He'll bat ninth and be in left. As for Brooklyn, their starting nine put together by Gilbert Gomez leading off. And playing second, Wilfredo Lara, Ryan Clifford, the first baseman in the two slot. Hitting third and left, Stanley Consuegra. Nick LaRusso cleans up at third. William Lugo, shortstop in the five-hole. Nolan McLean, a rare weekday start as DH. He'll bat sixth. Drake Osborne, the catcher, hitting seventh, with Jeffrey De Los Santos making his 2024 Cyclones debut in right, and Omar De Los Santos in center. So our first pitch of the night is a strike at the letters, and we are underway at 7:02 Eastern. Orellana getting the ball for the Cyclones tonight. His first start, fifth appearance of the year, and a breaking ball drops into Josenberger. It's 0-2. Josenberger hitting at 200 on the year, 11 for 55. No homers, 7 RBIs. The 0-2 pitch, and Josenberger in the air, right field. To his right, De Los Santos, that's Jeffrey. To his left, Omar. Again, De Los Santos makes the catch. And there's one away.
They're going
to
keep us on
our toes.
In
the top of the first inning. Yeah, we have to make sure we clarify that for you as the rest of the night goes along, as Nick Maton will come up for his first minor league rehab at bat with Aberdeen. Maton, a guy with big league experience, has played with both the Phillies and the Tigers. 180 major league games. And the lefty batter takes a strike at the knees. And the count 0-1. Maton started the year at AAA Norfolk in the Orioles system, was 6 for 17 with a homer and 5 RBIs. The 0-1 fouled off the hands, and it's quickly 0-2. Maton joining Aberdeen earlier today. Was acquired by the Detroit Tigers back in February when the Tigers designated him for assignment. Orioles did the same at the end of spring training and outrighted him to AAA. The 0-2 up and away. And the count of ball and two strikes. Orellana making the start today, though, for Brooklyn. He has been outstanding in a relief role. The native of Caracas, Venezuela, just 21 years old. The 1-2. Up and away, two balls and two strikes. But Won't be 21 for much longer because at the crack of midnight, it'll be his birthday. So a happy early 22nd birthday to Douglas Orellana. 2-2. Curveball low. And it's full three balls and two strikes. Orellana, through his first four appearances, a 1.35 ERA. Just seven hits allowed in 13 and a third innings. Six walks and 18 strikeouts. The payoff pitch to Maton, just a bit outside, ball four. Not a major league take there by Maton. A good curveball that nearly clipped the outer half, but instead Orellana issues a one-out walk.
Yeah, Osborne did his best to frame it as well, but no dice for Orellana, and Aberdeen has the game's first base runner.
So one on and one out brings up Mac Horvath, one of the top draftees last year for Baltimore out of North Carolina. And he takes up and away in the count 1-0. Umpire and crew here tonight on Coney Island. Seen this crew before. They were with the Cyclones and Blue Claws 2 weeks ago down by the shore as Horvath takes down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Connor Kroll, the native of South Jersey, behind the plate, and Jamal Allen on the bases. Lights on here at the stadium. Overcast skies on this Tuesday, the 2-0 to Horvath. And that a strike at the knees. And the count 2-1. Horvath 1-for-5 yesterday, rather on Sunday for Aberdeen. Getting at 200 on the year. A homer, 11 RBIs, 11-for-55. Orellana is 2-1. In the air to right. This time for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Back into his left. And he'll make the catch with ease for the second out. Take a look at Brooklyn defensively tonight. Left to right in the outfield. Stanley Consuegra. And then the unrelated De Los Santos is Omar in center. Jeffrey in right. Third to first around the infield. Nick LaRusso, William Lugo, Alfredo Lara, and Ryan Clifford with Drake Osborne serving as the catcher. Matthew Etzel will step in. Orioles' 10th round pick last year out of Southern Miss. Righty comes home, and Etzel takes a slider for a strike. It's 0-1. Etzel is off to a marvelous start, hitting at .333 in 18 games. Two homers, 12 RBIs, an OPS of .948. Orellana kicks the 0-1. And this is soft ground ball to second. To his right on the backhand is Lara, and he'll flip to Lugo at second for the force. And the inning is over. So Aberdeen gets a runner on a one-out walk, but can't do anything with it. We are through a half inning. Ironbirds nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Go to the bottom of the first inning. Levi Wells on the mound for the Ironbirds tonight. Getting the ball in the opening game of this series in the first matchup between these two sides here in 2024. Wells, 6'2", 216 pounds. 22 years old from Houston, Texas. Was the Orioles' fourth-round pick last year out of Texas State University after starting his college career at Texas Tech. 0-1 record, a 9.58 ERA in his first four starts. 12 hits in 10 and a third innings, 9 walks, 14 punchouts. Wilfredo Lara will lead things off, and the first pitch fastball is over for a strike in the count 0-1. Lara, 8-4 his first 39. No homers and an RBI. The 0-1 from Wells. And Lara down the right field line. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. That's a fair ball off the sidewall by the Brooklyn bullpen. Lara on his way to second, and he's there standing with a leadoff double. There's the first extra base hit in Wilfredo Lara's Brooklyn Cyclones and a high A career. And that Wilfredo Lara double calls for a Barrel Smith barrel age cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. So a good start for Brooklyn, and now Ryan Clifford.
Very nice job by Lara going the other way. Just tucked it in on the inside of that right field foul line.
Wells works from the stretch, and his first pitch to Clifford in the air left side. This one will be carried out of play. And the count, no balls and a strike. Clifford hitless on Sunday. Did walk in that ball game, has reached in four straight. Hitting at 222. One homer, six RBIs. The 0-1. And Clifford off the hands. And it's quickly 0-2. The fog rolling in off the Atlantic Ocean on this Tuesday night. Right now the temperature here on Coney Island is about the mid-50s, 58 according to AccuWeather right now. A peek back at second. Now the 0-2 to Clifford. And the fastball outside. Ball and two strikes. Not a ton of wind to speak of. Couldn't say the same for last week, but right now the American flag in center actually blowing in and towards the first baseline, not towards third.
Which is very rare.
The 1-2 pitch. And Clifford, a dribbler back behind the plate. And it remains at a ball and two strikes. But Wells, the right-hander, first appearance, first start for him since last Wednesday in Aberdeen against Jersey Shore. Took a no decision. Three innings, allowed a couple runs on two hits, but did strike out six. Lara takes his lead, the 1-2. And the fastball up and away from Clifford. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes, 95 that time from the righty. But Wells signed for $500,000 after being a fourth-round selection last year. The kick, the 2-2. And the breaking ball outside. It's full, three balls and two strikes on Clifford. Was all Sunbelt Conference second team a year ago. Was a preseason All-American. And an amazing first year at Texas State. The payoff pitch, and Clifford fouls it back. And it remains at three balls and two strikes. You can argue Texas State has dominated the Texas college baseball scene for a little bit. Especially when you boil it down to the fact that it feels like they've beaten the University of Texas each of the last couple of seasons, including while Wells was there. The payoff pitch, and Clifford a ground ball. This will advance the runner off the heel of Wells' mitt, and everybody's going to be safe. A seeing eye base hit for Ryan Clifford, chopped it into a perfect spot. Just barely grazed off the webbing of Wells, and no play for Nick Maton. And Brooklyn, their first two batters with hits, and the Cyclones with runners at the corners and nobody out.
And that's where Ryan Clifford's patience really pays its dividends, right? Even on a play like that where nothing crazy in terms of hitting it to the outfield, not a ton of power, but just a great approach, putting bat on ball, and you see what happens.
And Stanley Consuegra takes down and away. One ball and no strikes on Stanley. Was out of the lineup on Sunday, hitting at 215 in his first 18 contests, a homer and eight RBIs. The 1-0. And there's a fastball at 92 for a called strike. And the count even at one. The fog certainly milling about, but not low enough to cause any sort of stoppage in play as the 1-1, a grounder back up the middle, and that's going to be a broken bat RBI base hit. Lara scores, stopping at second. Clifford, three straight base hits to start the series for the Cyclones, and they take a quick 1-0 lead.
Well, practically just as much offense in this home first than we saw all day back on Sunday. Brooklyn only had the one run on six hits, a Mateo Gil homer in the eighth. They have already matched that run total here today, and Aberdeen hasn't even recorded it out yet.
And already a quick visit to the mound for Aberdeen pitching coach Jordy Henry. As Wells thrown plenty of strikes. Nine of his first 13 have been in the zone. And you can even argue he's given up three hits, but none of them have been hit hard. A broken bat base hit there by Consuegra. An infield base hit from Clifford that went off his glove, and then Lara just barely kept one fair. Didn't have a high exit velo on that double down the right field line. So maybe the conversation right now from Henry to Wells, stay confident. You're not giving up hard hit balls, just having some bad luck to start.
And for Wells, it's been a theme. We told you off the jump of the show, the ERA over 9.5. He's ran into a lot of tough luck, and unfortunately for his sake, it appears to have continued.
So now Nick LaRusso, he also had an off day on Sunday, and a check swing through a high fastball at 95, and Wells ahead by a strike. LaRusso hitting at 278, two homers, a team best 10 RBIs. 859 OPS for the former Maryland Terrapin, the 0-1 up and in. And the count evens at 1-1. But the fog right now hanging high above, not totally obscuring the very top of the parachute jump along the first base concourse adjacent to the Brooklyn bullpen. The 1-1, and LaRusso fouls it towards the first base seats. It's 1-2. Can still make out the top of that parachute jump through the fog. See it start to envelop just a tad the very, very tip of that top loop of the Thunderbolt roller coaster behind the batter's eye in center. The kick, the 1-2. And LaRusso crushes one in the air to left. Back goes Hodo to the warning track, and he watches that one bang off the fence. Clifford got a good read. He's on his way to the plate, and he'll score standing up. Four straight knocks to start the day for Brooklyn. This one an RBI double from Nick LaRusso. 2-0 Cyclones in the bottom of the opening frame.
Man, how about the start to the season for Nick LaRusso? The cleanup batter tonight, and looks every bit of it. Has been an extra base hit machine, and right now the hitting just appears to be contagious.
Fifth double, 11th RBI for LaRusso. And that one came off the bat at 100 miles an hour. So now William Lugo trying to keep the hit parade going. Infield in with runners at second and third, and he does. Consuegra to the plate. He'll score. LaRusso puts on the brakes at third. Five straight base hits here in the home first inning. RBI single for William Lugo makes it 3-0.
And for someone like Lugo, that could go a long way. Obviously, the frustration and the struggle to his start to the season has been well documented, but sometimes all it takes is that one hit to kind of get you going in the right direction, and hopefully for William's sake, that's the case.
Now Nolan McClain was featured yesterday on Major League Baseball's social media channels as he takes high 1-0. McClain started the game on Sunday, not in the lineup, but on the mound. Went three innings of shutout ball to start. Coming into play today, hitting at 267, two homers, six RBIs. And now the home plate umpire, Connor Kroll, calling Gilbert Gomez, the Brooklyn manager, over. And they're talking halfway up the third base line. I'm not sure what this is about.
Me and you both, but certainly a prolonged discussion at this point.
The only thing I thought it could have been about was maybe the weather or the fog, but it's not nearly enough of a nuisance to be an issue at the moment.
Yeah, if anything, it's gotten better over the course of the past couple minutes.
I completely agree, so not entirely certain what that discussion was over. I guess not dinner reservations, as Wells misses outside. It's 2-0. Just get yourself a Nathan's Frank and call it a day. Although Ironbirds do have their bullpen up with Wells at 20 pitches already in the first. The 2-0. McClain takes a breaking ball high. It's three balls and no strikes. McClain First opportunity for him to face off against a team that drafted him. Was a third-round pick of the Orioles in 2022, but did not sign. A 3-0 to Nolan, and taking all the way, it's 3-1. But five straight base hits to start the night for Brooklyn. They had six in the ballgame total on Sunday. Throw back to first, and Lugo dives back safely. Now McClain, last in the lineup on Saturday, had one for four and the go-ahead two RBI double in the sixth. A 3-1. High ball four, and McClain's on again. Nine games as a position player, nine games on base. And McClain continues to live up to the unicorn billing in 2024.
And at a certain point here, you got to think about pulling the plug on Levi Wells. Has put the first six men on base. A couple of doubles and now a walk, which is obviously not good for him in terms of settling in and hitting his spots.
It's the one time he really hasn't tonight, as Drake Osborne takes a strike. It's 0-1. It's not like his command has been off.
Right.
15 of the 24 pitches have been strikes, but you wonder if the frustration over the consecutive base hits might start funneling over into his command. But he quickly bounces back from the walk to McClain to jump ahead of Osborne 0-2.
And obviously McClain, not the guy you want to give a pitch to hit to either, so maybe that factors in. But not necessarily trying to pitch around guys either. He hasn't recorded an out yet.
The 0-2 to Drake, and this is a tapper off the end of the bat. But will stay foul up the first base line. It remains 0-2. Osborne hitting at .389. A homer, four RBIs. Was kept off the bases for the first time all season on Sunday, went 0-for-4. And reaching the first 10 games he had played this year, but still enters play today. Among players in the South Atlantic League with at least 40 plate appearances, tops in batting average, on base percentage, and OPS. The 0-2 thought about it, but lays off, and Kroll calls it up and away. It's a ball and two strikes. Bases loaded, nobody out. Three runs already in. The 1-2, down and away. Nice backhanded pick by Willems. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Wells, the start before this, went three innings against Jersey Shore, but prior to that couldn't escape the first inning in Hudson Valley. The 2-2, and Osborne pops it in the air, but this will be ticketed for the roof. As you hear that light thud right above Johnny and I's heads. Still two balls and two strikes on Drizzy Drake. Which I don't know if is the nickname you want to go by on today, considering the rap beef news between Kendrick Lamar and Drake. But it sounds good. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. That's the best pitch of the night from Levi Wells. Good breaking ball. Down and away, and a big out number one for the right-hander here in the first inning. Bases remain full for Jeffrey De Los Santos. But Wells is at 30 pitches, so you wonder how much longer the leash is going to be. Through 32, and that start, he couldn't escape the first in a couple times out. The first pitch to Jeffrey De Los Santos, can't catch up to the fastball at 94. And the count 0-1. De Los Santos activated from Brooklyn's IL earlier in the week, that yesterday. Joined single-A St. Lucie on minor league rehab last week. This one in the dirt all the way to the backstop. A late break for LaRusso, but he's still going to slide in feet first safely. 4-0 Brooklyn on the wild pitch. Looked like LaRusso got a tiny bit of a slower start, but still able to slide in well ahead of a potential play at the plate. On the flip by Willems, and it's 4-0 Brooklyn with just one out. But Jeffrey was 3-for-18 last week in the Florida State League. They'd have a double and an RBI. Infield back in, and he takes inside and low. It's 2-1. Runners at second and third. Trying to cut off another run at the dish. The 2-1 offering. Breaking ball in by the waist. And the count 3-1. And Jeffrey, just 20 years old, won't turn 21 until the end of May. Spent most of last year at Single A St. Lucie, had a cup of coffee in Brooklyn, the 3-1, and this pounded in the air to center will be deep enough to bring in a run. Back in to his left is Josenberger to make the catch. Tagging from third is Lugo. Throw will come in at 2-3rd, but it's offline, and McLean's there safely anyway. It's a sacrifice fly for Jeffrey De Los Santos, his first career high A RBI, and it's a 5-spot for the Cyclones in the opening inning.
Well, quite the way for Jeffrey De Los Santos to introduce himself to this Brooklyn squad, recognizing all he needed was to hit a deep fly ball. Did just that. Very productive out. End of the line for Levi Wells.
And that in large part because of the pitch count. 35 tosses for Wells in the first, and Levi knew what was coming, but started walking off the mound a little bit early before handing the ball to Felipe Rojas Jr. and his skipper, stopping him a little bit before he leaves the mound. A quick conversation before Levi heads back to Aberdeen's third base dugout. New arm coming in. Brooklyn looking to add to an already 5-run lead. Man at third, two out here in the bottom of the first.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Well, Douglas Oriana certainly feeling good about Brooklyn's 5-spot in the bottom of the first. The Brooklyn starter will be back out to pitch the second. As for Aberdeen starter, he's done. Levi Wells only 2/3 of an inning. Bradley Bramer on, runner on third and two away, Justin.
So here's the first pitch from Bramer. And the first toss to Omar De Los Santos shows bunt pulls back, but not in time. They say he offered. And the count, no balls and a strike. Bramer, 6'6", 205, 24 years old from Indianapolis, Indiana. The 0-1. And Omar swings over the top. And he's quickly behind 0-2. Omar had two of Brooklyn's 6 hits on Sunday. Did pick up a couple of stolen bags. 207 average, 4 RBIs. The 0-2 from Bramer. Down and away. And 1-2 now the count. Defensively behind Bramer and Aberdeen tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Douglas Hodo the third. Tavian Josenberger and Elio Prado. Third to first around the infield, Jalen Vasquez, Nick Maton, Carter Young, and Matthew Etzel with Creed Willems, the catcher behind the plate. The 1-2 outside with 91. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bramer making his fifth appearance, 0-1, a 3.24 ERA. 5 hits and 8 1/3 innings, 5 walks, 6 strikeouts. The 2-2. And this one punished deep to left field, and all Hodo can do is turn and watch that one land in Luna Park. A perfect capper to an avalanche of an offensive explosion in the bottom of the first inning. The first home run of the season for Omar De Los Santos makes it 7-0 Cyclones. I believe the phrase just heard from our folks running the scoreboard, touchdown Cyclones, with the NFL draft just a couple of days past. 101 off the bat, 344 feet the listed distance. As Wilfredo Lara, who led off this inning with a double, takes outside for ball one.
And that closes the book on Wells' line. Two-thirds, six runs all earned.
The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Lara over the top. And the count of ball and a strike. That the first home run Brimmer has allowed this year. It was the Orioles' 12th round pick a couple years back out of Indiana. As Lara tried to play cricket a little bit there. I think that pitch bounced. Comes up empty in the count 1-2. Doesn't mean he can't hit it. All I have to do is watch any film of Vladimir Guerrero from back in the day. I think Francisco Lindor did that once this year already. So it can be done. It is legal. The 1-2. Breaking ball outside. And it's two balls and two strikes. A 40-plus pitch. First inning for Aberdeen in the field. Brimmer, first appearance for him since Saturday. Gave up a couple of runs against Jersey Shore. The 2-2. And Lara again, a foul ball off the hands. Seven runs on six hits for Brooklyn. Here in the bottom half of the first inning.
And this is a situation now if you're Aberdeen where obviously you want Brimmer to give you as much length as possible. Not the way you want to start a six-game series with a short bullpen.
The 2-2. And a breaking pitch slips over the head of Lara. It's 3-2, and especially after Cameron Weston, who had been Aberdeen's best starter the first couple of series of the year, promoted to Double-A Bowie before the start of the series. And the 3-2 outside ball four, and Lara keeps the conga line moving. On base for the second time here in the first. This time a walk. And now Ryan Clifford, who had a base hit and scored a run earlier in the inning, coming to the dish. The seven runs for Brooklyn, matching their biggest inning of the season, had seven in the third inning last Wednesday against Wilmington. And now the first pitch to Clifford, and he drops his shoulder, can't hit the off speed. And the count, no balls and a strike. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour alongside Johnny Gademowitz, I'm Justin Rock. Throw back to first, and Wilfredo dives back safely. And now the question sort of turns a little bit now to Douglas Orellana. 15 pitches, one over the minimum, and the top of the first, but he has been sitting in Brooklyn's dugout for a long time. The 0-1 outside, breaking ball in the count, even at a ball and a strike. Saw that happen to Orellana once this year. The only time he's given up runs was after Brooklyn had a five-run inning in Jersey Shore a couple of weeks back, and that was the weird seventh inning. The 1-1 runner goes, pitches a called strike at the knees, throw down to second is offline. Maton picks it up on a hop. Count 1-2 on Clifford as Wilfredo Lara steals second base. That's his third of the year.
Yeah, right now Orellana just doing everything he can, sort of pacing up and down the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side, just trying to stay loose, stay ready.
Yeah, that was the inning in which Brooklyn and Jersey Shore combined for seven runs and not one of them came in on a hit. The 1-2, Clifford bangs it off the plate, a foul ball. Still had a ball and two strikes. But a good test for the young 21-year-old to learn how to manage pitching coming off a big offensive half inning. Man at second, two out. Another 1-2. And Clifford out in front for strike three, and the side is retired. But Brooklyn sends 11 men to the plate in the bottom of the first and scores seven runs, punctuated by the two-run homer from Omar De Los Santos. With through one, the Cyclones up a touchdown, 7-0 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network. The game is the star.
Well, we'll see what Douglas Orellana can do after having to wait quite a while. He needed 15 pitches to get through the top of the first. Aberdeen pitchers needed 52. 35 for the starter, Levi Wells. Another 17 for Bradley Brimmer to record the final out of that first inning. But fans, as we welcome you back out to Coney Island on this Tuesday night, a reminder that the only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under are invited to join our Home Run Readers program. That's presented by Sledgehouse Media. Creed Willems will lead things off. And the first pitch is a strike at the knees in the count 0-1. But for those curious, all you have to do, read four books in your free time. Tell us about them. And you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. It's the 0-1 outside. And the count even at a ball and a strike. For more information, visit brooklyncyclones.com/enrichment. The 1-1. And Willems pulls the top hand off the bat as he follows through. Fastball that time from Orellana at 90, a ball and two strikes.
Maybe one of those books could be a day at Shea.
Well, have the folks from Sledgehouse Media who wrote the book A Day at Shea out here at Maimonides Park on Saturday.
What a cool opportunity that is.
The count 2-2. You'll hear from the authors on the Cyclones Radio Network this weekend as well. Ahead of the celebration this weekend as Willems pops it in the air, left side of the infield. William Lugo sliding to his right and over his left shoulder. Makes the catch for the first out of the second inning. Brooklyn in the home whites tonight. Cyclones across the chest in red. Red numerals front and back with a gold and black border. Those navy caps, white Old English B, the red interlocking C. One out for Elio Prado, finished last year with the Ironbirds, hitting at .175 in 17 games. And a fastball taken for a called strike one. Prado, no homers, 8 RBIs. Well, the fog has certainly vacated for the time being as Prado comes up empty on a pitch up in the zone. It's 0-2. Maybe a little bit of haze up by the very top of the parachute jump, but much clearer now than it was when this game began. The 0-2 in the air, first base side. Clifford back into his left. Into foul ground, ranging towards the warning track. Makes the catch with that bright Mets-colored blue mitt. And there are two out in the top of the second inning.
Yeah, even looking down the left field line at the tippy top of the Cyclone roller coaster itself, earlier on when we were first getting underway, you had a tough time making out the word Cyclone right at the apex of that hill. Now it's clear as day.
Carter Young, the batter. And he takes high in the count, 1-0. Righty's 1-0, fouled off the hands. And the count even at 1-1. Young, 1-for-4 on Sunday on the year. Hitting at .115. There's a nice grab by a fan. Made the catch with his hat. Proving there's more than one use to that souvenir cap as Young takes a strike. It's 1-2. But Carter, 7-for-61 at the plate. No homers, 5 RBIs. And he has a very unique connection to someone in Brooklyn's lineup tonight. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. We'll get you that little factoid a little bit later on tonight, or maybe a little bit later in this series. But no harm, no foul for Doogie Orellana in the second. Had to wait a long time in that 7-run first. But comes back to the bump and retires Aberdeen in order on 12 pitches. We're through 1.5. 7-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. To Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods, plus exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, it appears there is now a home run hat for the Brooklyn Cyclones. The funny thing is, it's bigger than a normal-sized hat. Stanley Kinswaker swings and misses from Bradley Bremer, his first pitch here in the bottom of the second inning. Brooklyn broke out that home run hat. And they take a 7-0 lead after one as this off the end of the lumber from Stanley. Out in a shallow right, the second baseman Carter Young makes the grab on the outfield turf. And Kinswaker retired for the first out of the second, had an RBI single in the opening inning here tonight. That brings up Nick LaRusso, RBI double off the left field wall in his first trip. He has a great shot of Omar De Los Santos with a big blue and orange, more orange than blue. Almost like a carnival-style hat you win at the ring toss. As LaRusso takes inside 1-0, so I don't know if Omar, one of the Cyclones, ventured out to Luna Park and the arcade after the matinee on Sunday or Saturday as LaRusso takes outside 2-0.
I thought you were going to say during the middle of the first inning with how long that one took.
I don't know if they'd been able to get all the way from the arcade and back in time for Omar's homer. There was a pitching change. That might have helped. As LaRusso takes a called strike and it's 2-1. But giving Burt Reynolds on Celebrity Jeopardy from SNL vibes. That hat. The 2-1. A little bit low. And the count, 3-3 on LaRusso. Aberdeen tonight, road grays with royal blue sleeves. Aberdeen across the chest in orange script. Orange numerals front and back, the 3-1. And LaRusso takes it at the letters. It's 3-2. Royal blue cap, blue bill, that script. Orange A on the front. The payoff pitch. Outside ball 4, and LaRusso works a walk. So Brooklyn works a one-out free pass. And there's 1-1 away for William Lugo. Made it 3-0 with an RBI single in that 7-run opening inning.
So LaRusso now the second Cyclone today with a double and a walk after Wilfredo Lara did exactly that on the first.
Breaking ball to Lugo, drops in for a called strike 1. Lugo had a 9-game, rather, excuse me, and a brief on-base streak snapped over the weekend on Sunday. The 0-1 called strike. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, it's 0-2. But Lugo is just 4 for his last 49 coming into play tonight. So a big base hit to hopefully turn the tide as we start trickling towards May. The 0-2. Inside corner, got him looking. Fooled him on the top-bottom breaking ball. Just barely clipped the inner half, and Lugo down looking for the second out. So that the second strikeout tonight for Bremer. And now Nolan McClain, who walked in his first trip. Sort of touched on this a tad in the top of the inning. As McLean takes a called strike, it's 0-1. We mentioned first time McLean getting a chance to face off against the team that drafted him, the Orioles. But didn't sign in 2022. Mets took him in the same round a year later. The 0-1. Outside and low, it's one ball and one strike. But because the Orioles didn't sign Nolan McLean as their third-round pick in 22, well, that's the reason why Carter Young is playing second base tonight for Aberdeen. It was the 17th-round pick Young was out of Vanderbilt in 2022. But still was eligible to go back for another year of school. The 1-1, and McLean can't hold up. It's 1-2. But since the Orioles did not sign McLean, they used the money that they would have used to sign him on Carter Young, who was taken in the 17th round. Signed for well over slot, $1.3 million. The runner goes, the 1-2, a check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. And a stolen base for Nick LaRusso as the count runs to 2-2.
I wonder if Carter Young is aware of that fact.
First stolen base for LaRusso tonight. First of his high A career, but I would have to imagine not. The 2-2 struck him out on the breaking ball. Good slider down and away from Bradley Brimmer. And he works around the free pass to toss a scoreless second inning. Two innings in the book, 7-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Go to the top of the third inning. Cyclones back to the mound. A 7-0 advantage for Brooklyn as Aberdeen sends Vasquez, Hodo, and Josenberger to the plate. And coming up to the play-by-play microphone, here's Johnny Gadamowitz.
Hey, thanks, Justin. Yeah, Brooklyn only scored 7 runs or more once in their 6-game set against Wilmington last week. That was in a 13-3 win on Wednesday. And as we go to the bottom of the third, they do indeed lead Aberdeen 7-0 here in the top of the third, I should say. Alongside Justin, I'm Johnny. Appreciate you hanging out with us. 8-9-1, two up for the Ironbirds. Douglas Orellana's first pitch is a strike to Jaylen Vasquez, who showed bunt. 90-mile-an-hour heater from Orellana that time around, and he's ahead. No balls and a strike. Orellana, a one. That one misses a bit down and away. One ball, one strike on the off-speed that time to Vasquez. Vasquez, a lefty, one of four true lefties in this Aberdeen starting nine tonight. They do also have two switch hitters, 1-1. Hit on the right side, on the ground, second baseman Lara just out of his reach. Can't quite get there, and it's a leadoff single for Vasquez, and Aberdeen has the leadoff man on for the first time tonight. That's their first base hit of the ball game as well. All this offense has been lost in the shuffle that Aberdeen did not have a hit through two innings. But Vasquez aboard now with nobody out for Douglas Hodo. Hodo, the Ironbird left fielder tonight, making his Aberdeen debut. The pitch. Hodo takes a strike, breaking ball right down Broadway, 0-1. So Hodo batting ninth and playing left. 2022 Orioles draftee in the sixth round. Out of the University of Texas, a Longhorn. Orellana twists and fires over to first. Not quite in time, though. Vasquez diving head first safely. Was the fourth Longhorn off the board in that 2022 draft when he heard his name called. Joining his co-Orioles farmhand, Silas Ardoin, who was on this Aberdeen squad last year. A one. Swing and a chopper foul. Runner was going. He'll need to retreat on the foul ball. And it's nothing and two to Hodo. So Orellana, who was perfect through five in relief last time out, faced the minimum 15 batters back on Wednesday. Finds himself in good fortune yet again here. Two innings and change into this one. Has put the leadoff man on, though, after Vasquez's single. 7-0 Brooklyn here, top three. Orellana, another twist and a fire over to first, but again not in time. Clifford holding him on. Ryan in the infield tonight. Righty-righty matchup. Hodo, the final Iron Bird to come to bat this evening. 0-2 on the way. Up and away for a pitch out. No throw down, though. One ball and two strikes. Still very overcast skies overhead. Fog has dissipated, though, over the course of the evening, which is somewhat rare for Coney Island standards. 1-2 the count. Orellana gets the sign from his battery mate Osborne and deals a 1-2. Misses for ball two. Not quite sure where that one missed. Orellana thought it was pretty good, but maybe a bit high. Two balls, two strikes. Normally that fog that builds up over the ocean with the wind blowing in towards third, typically the wind patterns here, comes to cover the field as a hit and run on a 2-2, but a foul ball just to the left of the third base bag. Thought maybe it was over the pillow for a fair ball, but the home plate umpire Connor Kroll quickly threw both hands up in the air to signal a foul ball. So we'll do it again at 2-2. But to go back to that aforementioned wind, the American flag is blowing towards first base tonight, meaning rather than the fog coming in on the field, more so going out towards the parking lot to our right. 2-2, runner goes again, and another foul ball. 91 on the fastball that time from Orellana. Hodo just grabbing a piece to stay alive. Does appear as if we've got some light action brewing down the left field line in the Aberdeen bullpen. Doesn't look like any true tossing taking place yet.
There's some throwing of plyometric balls down the line.
Two balls, two strikes, top three. 7-0 Cyclones. Runner on first and nobody out. Middle infield playing double play depth. Orellana ready to deliver a 2-2 pitch. 2-2 home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pulled the string on a 76-mile-an-hour bender. And Douglas Orellana has his second punch out of the night. One on and one away as we go back to the top for Tavian Josenberger. So Orellana, who entered play tonight with 18 strikeouts over 13 and one-third innings, now picks up punch out number two. Josenberger, switch hitter, batting from the left side. Pickoff attempt over at first. Really paying a lot of mind to Vasquez. He was back safely. Vasquez yet another healthy lead, practically daring Orellana to toss over again for a fourth time over the previous two batters. First pitch, fastball strike, outside corner to Josenberger, and it's nothing and one. The minor league rehabbing Nick Maton on deck, then Mac Horvath, former North Carolina Tar Heel, after him. 7-0 Brooklyn here, top three. A one, runner goes. Pitches a called strike. Throw down from Osborne. Not in time. Well, it was right on line. William Lugo, the shortstop, dropped to an E, scooped it up, and applied the tag. But just not in time to get the speedy Vasquez, who picks up a stolen base. And Aberdeen has a runner in scoring position. The glass half full approach, though, is that Orellana is ahead, nothing and two on Josenberger. See if he wastes one here or goes right at him. The pitch misses downstairs. Ball and two strikes.
Yeah, and that the 10th stolen base already for Vasquez this year. Ironbirds have a couple of guys already with double-digit stolen bases, the other being the man at the plate.
Yeah, 62nd 63rd, I should say, steal of the season for Aberdeen. That leads the South Atlantic League. 1-2 misses down and away. Two balls and two strikes. A lot of speed looking up and down this Iron Bird batting order. See how aggressive Vasquez wants to be here with only one out. And a 2-2 count on Josenberger. Here it comes. Hit in the air down the left field line. Consuegra charging in towards the line and dives to make the catch. Consuegra got a late jump on that ball but made up ground on the back end. Very nice play by Stanley in left for out number two.
And he's just played such a good outfield so far this season. Hasn't played a ton of left field in his time on Coney Island. Played a bunch of right, a little bit of center, but not a ton of experience out in left. Maybe getting used to the sight lines out there a tad. But a great headlong grab for the second out.
So two away now for Nick Maton, lefty batter. Righty arm deals, and Maton, first pitch swinging, pops it up. Foul ground on the third base side. The catcher Osborne makes the catch just adjacent to that Aberdeen dugout on the third base side. So a leadoff single and a stolen base, but nothing beyond that for Aberdeen in the top of the third. Let's go to the home half. 7-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el baby de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Well, third inning and already the third different pitcher used today by the Iron Birds. Preston Johnson on as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Johnson, 6'4", 250, 24 years old from Jackson, Mississippi. Missed all of last year with injury, but he will take over for Brimmer. Final line for the right-hander, an inning and a third, a run, a hit. Two walks, three Ks, only damage, the home run of De Los Santos. In the first, Johnny.
Yeah, so Johnson on. We'll see if he can give this Aberdeen squad any sort of length here as he gets 7-8-9 in the bottom of the third. First pitch to Drake Osborne. Hit well to left center field. Hodo and Josenberger converging. And it is the center fielder Josenberger who makes the catch for the inning's first out. So one pitch, one out for Preston Johnson to begin this bottom of the third. Brooklyn leads it 7-0. Here from Maimonides Park. First of a six-game set between the Mets and Orioles High A affiliates. Here's Jeffrey De Los Santos. First pitch to him. Misses outside for ball one. De Los Santos, the lefty bat. Sacrifice fly to center field his first time up tonight. Johnson gets the sign wearing his bright orange mitt to pair with that gray, blue, and orange jersey. 1-0. De Los Santos swings at a fastball low. One ball, one strike. Numbers for Johnson so far this season, not spectacular. ERA up over 7 through 4 relief outings. 1-1. De Los Santos takes low and away in the righty batter's box. And it's 2-1. Brooklyn, all 7 runs coming in that bottom of the first inning. It came on 6 hits. Omar De Los Santos, a two-run jack, the exclamation point. Swing and a miss on a 2-1 fastball on the outside corner.
And Johnson evens it up at 2-2. Aberdeen infield left to right, Vasquez, Maton, Young, and Etzel. Third baseman Vasquez playing well off the line. Infield in general slightly swung to the right. 2-2 upcoming. Here it comes. Flared foul up in our direction. And the count remains 2-2. Two-two upcoming to De Los Santos, and the pitch misses a little bit inside, and the count full. So De Los Santos, who joins this Brooklyn squad, coming off the IL after a rehab stint with St. Lucie, four games, was just 3-for-18 during his time at the single-A level. Here's a payoff. De Los Santos takes down and away for ball four. So Brooklyn has a one-out base runner. Another walk drawn by the Cyclones bats. That's the fourth already of the evening. Wells, who started this game, walked one. And then Brimmer, who came on in relief after him, walked a pair. So one De Los Santos walks, and now another De Los Santos stands in. This time, Omar, right-handed hitter. First pitch. Omar shows bunt, gets it down, right back to the pitcher Johnson. He picks it up and throws over to first to get the speedy De Los Santos. But a nice job by Omar to advance Jeffrey to second base. So a runner in scoring position with two away as we go back to the top for Wilfredo Lara. This already Lara's third time up to bat today. It's only the third inning. Came up twice in the bottom of the first. Doubled, walked, also swiped a bag. First pitch upcoming to him. Lara takes well outside, 1-0. So Wilfredo, who has occupied the leadoff spot for Brooklyn. Really majority of the time so far since joining this Cyclone squad, 1-0. And Lara takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Wilfredo 0-for-4 with the strikeout back on Sunday. But a very quick response. Mentioned already on the bases twice so far this evening. A chance to do some more damage here in the home third. 1-1. Lara hits it in the air to right center field. Josenberger and Prado come together. And in the alleyway, it's the center fielder Josenberger who makes the catch to retire the side. So for Brooklyn in the home third, no runs, no hits, one left on the one-out walk at the end of three. It is Brooklyn 7 and Aberdeen nothing on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard, right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Moving right along as we go to the top of the fourth from Coney Island. Cyclones on top, 7-0 here from Maimonides Park. First of a six-game set between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. First pitch of inning number four, stung on the ground, foul. Third base side. 0-1 the count on Mac Horvath. So Douglas Orellana back out for his fourth inning of work. Orellana has been sharp so far. Only the one base hit allowed. Came off the bat of Jalen Vasquez to lead off the top of the third. Vasquez did steal second base to advance into scoring position, but Aberdeen could not scratch anything across. 0-1. Fastball, rather breaking ball. Change up that time on the outside corner for a strike. And it's nothing in two.
There's a guy behind home plate with a giant avocado head.
I did notice him earlier. He's been moving around. He was down the right field line before.
He's moving behind home plate towards the first base dugout right now.
0-2 misses downstairs, and it's 1-2.
Sorry to interrupt. I had important,
no,
I had
that
important news
definitely
to break.
Is worthy of interrupting for. Not every day you see a guy in an avocado head at the ballpark, but that's the case here. 1-2. Hit in the air. Foul ground. Right-hand side. Osborne, the catcher, back to have a look, but this one lands about four rows deep, and it stays 1-2.
That's the joys of being a player for the Cyclones or working for the Cyclones here on Coney Island. One day you can be at Citi Field, and the next day you've got an avocado in the ballpark. That's not the avocado for those watching on MILB TV in the Valley Live app, but you can pretend it is.
1-2 the count, just getting underway here, top four. Orellana working against Horvath, 1-2 pitch. Sliced foul out of play into the parking lot. And it remains 1-2. So Horvath, a 2023 second-round pick by the Orioles organization, did play five games with Aberdeen at the tail end of last year. 14 games with Delmarva. 1-2 misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. Number 11 prospect per Baseball America. Two two upcoming. Here's the pitch. Misses up and in, and the count full. It's three balls and two strikes. Yeah, this Aberdeen squad has six top 30 guys in the org, according to Baseball America. Their top guy, though, Enrique Bradfield, currently on the injured list. He slots in at number six. Payoff. Popped up. Behind home plate. Osborne again. Just a look with the mask off. Now he'll make his way back to his usual post. And another payoff upcoming to the righty hitting Horvath. Horvath sandwiched between a couple of lefties. Nick Maton before him and Matthew Etzel. Lefty swinging first baseman who stands on deck right now. Payoff upcoming. Orellana delivers. Hits sharply to third. Off a hop, LaRusso collects and zips it over to first for out number one. So Horvath 0 for 2 today. Orellana's done a nice job neutralizing really everybody in this lineup thus far. Now he gets the cleanup man, Etzel, with nobody on and one out. Infield will swing to the right, working against the lefty bat, Etzel. Orellana, the right-hander, first pitch. Hit on the ground, right to the first baseman, Clifford, on a backhand. Picks it up, and an underhand toss to Orellana, who covers for out number two. So two ground outs to begin this top of the fourth. Base is empty for Creed Willems. Willems, someone who was on this Aberdeen roster last year, name that might sound familiar if you were with us during the course of the 2023 campaign. Another lefty bat, first pitch to him, misses down and in towards his shoe tops, ball one. Willems, also a top 30 guy, according to Baseball America in this Orioles farm system, number 29 to be exact, 1-0. Willems hits it on the ground, foul. Takes a big ricochet off that Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. And it's 1-1. Creed is riding a four-game hitting streak. 5-for-17, a homer, 7 ribbies during that span. 1-1. Willems takes a fastball a little bit outside. 2-1. Originally slated to be a TCU Horn Frog before the O's took him in the eighth round back in 2021. 2-1. Willems checks his swing on a POI around. And that is strike two. So Orellana's only had two strikeouts tonight. Now in the top of the fourth, but
That's not to say he has not been effective. Only surrendered the one base hit up until this point. And has only walked one as well. 2-2. Golfed in the air, left field. Consuegra charging in. He won't get there this time. Takes a weird hop into foul ground, and it caroms off the wall. No throw. Stand-up double for Creed Willems. Well-placed fly ball that took a sharp left turn after a hop. Willems might have had a chance at two regardless, but either way, it's a runner in scoring position with two gone for Elio Prado.
Yeah, and that just a flare in a shallow left, similar to the ball that Consuegra made the diving catch on
right
an inning prior. Normally that ball takes a pretty true bounce off the turf. This time took a little bit of a spin away from Stanley.
So first pitch upcoming to Elio Prado. Orellana surrenders just his second base hit of the night. Comes off the bat of Willems, who stands a couple strides off second. Pitch popped up. Orellana, the pitcher, charging in. The catcher, Osborne, just in front of him, right outside that batter's circle. Makes the catch to retire the side. So a two-out double from Creed Willems. That's it. No runs, one hit, one left. Through 3.5, 7-0 Brooklyn. I'm Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Let's go to the bottom of the fourth. All Cyclones so far up until this point. Brooklyn 7 and Aberdeen nothing from Maimonides Park. Game 1 of 6. The rare 2-week homestand for the Cyclones. This the second week after Brooklyn took 4 of 6 from Wilmington right here a week ago. 2-3-4. First toss to Ryan Clifford. Misses outside for ball 1 from the right-handed arm Preston Johnson. 1-0 to Cliff. Johnson, the third Aberdeen pitcher of the day. Levi Wells lasted only 2/3 of an inning. Bradley Brimmer, 1.1 innings tossed after him. Home plate umpire yelling something over towards the Aberdeen dugout. Looks like a piece of equipment was still sitting outside, just instructing it to get brought back in. 1-0. Clifford takes low. 2 balls and no strikes. Ryan today, single in the first, then he also struck out to end that bottom of the first inning, of which Brooklyn scored 7 runs on 6 hits. 2 balls, no strikes, here it comes. Clifford gets it off the end of the bat, foul, and it's 2-1. Cliff at 222 coming into play today. Just 3 for his last 15 at the plate. 2-1 the count on him. Clifford standing tall in that lefty batter's box. 2-1 pitch. Called strike, and it is 2-2. So Johnson fights back to even the count. Even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Clifford, who leads the South Atlantic League with 21 walks. That's 4 more than anyone else. And he takes this 2-2 offering outside for ball 3.
See if he can pick up walk number 22 here. 3-2 on Cliff. Johnson works out of the full line. Here's his payoff. Clifford swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the breaking ball, and Clifford fell to a knee in the process. So second time today, Cliff down on strikes. Fifth strikeout by Aberdeen Arms up until this point. And his base is empty, one away for Stanley Consuegra. Righty batter, open stance. First pitch to Consuegra. Fouled away, right-hand side, nothing in one. Consuegra singled home a run earlier. That was the first ribby of the day for the Cyclones. Then Stanley later came around to score himself. A one-up coming to Consuegra. Pitch misses outside, one ball, one strike. As you said between innings, Justin, that fog has made it a point to return. Still situated a little bit above the field of play. Not necessarily right smack dab on it. 1-1. Consuegra swings and misses, and it's 1-2. But
there's a cloud right in front of us.
You look right above our heads, and there is a cloud making its way right towards us.
It's like something out of a Stephen King novel. You get swallowed by the mist.
One of those eerie nights. 1-2. Consuegra swings and misses. Down on strikes. Foul tip held for strike three. So back-to-back punch-outs for Preston Johnson to begin his bottom of the fourth. That'll bring up Nick LaRusso with the bases empty and two away. LaRusso's been aboard both times up today. RBI double, came home to score on a wild pitch, then walked his next at-bat and proceeded to steal second base. Righty-righty matchup, first pitch. LaRusso takes up and away, 1-0. But how about the former Maryland Terrapin? Quite the start for him here in 2024. Of course, had the big walk-off home run back on Sunday against Asheville. Fouls off a 1-0 offering on the third base side, 1-1. Couple of big clutch hits late in games, highlighted, of course, by that walk-off homer. At 278 entering play today, 1-1. LaRusso puts a charge into it to right field. Not extremely deep, practically right at the right fielder, Prado, who calmly makes the catch to retire the side. 1-2-3. That's the first time Aberdeen has faced the minimum in a frame so far today. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. At the end of four, Brooklyn 7, Aberdeen nothing on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
We go to the fifth, and this contest has still been dominated by the home Cyclones. They lead it 7-0 here from Maimonides Park. Aberdeen with plenty of work to do here in the fifth, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Carter Young will lead things off, and he takes outside from Oriana. And the count, one ball and no strikes. 7-8-9 due up for Aberdeen. Here in the top of the fifth inning, Young, Vasquez, and Hodo the third. Three scheduled to bat. The 1-0 hit in the air down the left field line. Racing to his right, Consuegra. But this will land in the Iron Bird bullpen. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Young, number 25 on the roster, wearing number 11 tonight here on Coney Island. I have to imagine maybe a uniform was left behind in Aberdeen after the homestand last week. But that is indeed Carter Young, the 1-1 to the former Vanderbilt Commodore. Fouled away. And the count quickly 1-2. Young, Vasquez, Hodo. Brooklyn up by 7. Aberdeen, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. They have left 3. Now the 1-2 from Orellana. And Young goes fishing in the dirt, comes up empty. Tag applied by Osborne as Young walks back to the dugout. And Douglas Orellana picks up a strikeout to start the fifth inning. That K brought to you by our friends at BKFC, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Great to see Sandy the Seagull here high atop Maimonides Park, as Rick Rosetto says he's been waiting for the bird's return. As Vasquez takes a called strike and it's 0-1. Vasquez, one of the 2 hits tonight for Aberdeen. And Sandy, I think, has been beaten by Rick, and Sandy dropping to the deck in disgust.
I will say that very rarely happens. Usually Sandy takes care of business, but just doesn't have it on this Tuesday.
You know, the old phrase, you just can't win them all. Sandy usually does, though. But he'll dust himself off and try again. 0-2 on Jalen Vasquez. Brooklyn, 7 runs, 6 hits tonight. No errors. They have stranded 3. The 0-2. Breaking ball low. And the count of ball and 2 strikes on Vasquez. Former 20th round pick of the Orioles out of North Greenville University. In Tigerville, South Carolina. Started his college career in the SEC. At South Carolina, as Orellana bounces that pitch. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vasquez coming into play today, hitting at 280. An OPS of 858 in his second season in the minors. There's a line drive to third off the leaping glove of LaRusso. And will land safely in left field. Vasquez breaking for second. Consuegra's throw, and Lara can't hang on. They had Vasquez dead to rights at second base. But Lara could not hang on to the strong throw from Consuegra. And so Vasquez, his second hit of the ball game. And Aberdeen, a man at second with 1 out. Gilbert Gomez is out of Brooklyn's dugout. Orellana's at 67 pitches here tonight. He threw 51 last time out, 45 the appearance prior, so he might be right at about his pitch count for the day. And based on the handshakes going around the mound, that will be the end of the line for the 21-year-old right-hander Douglas Orellana. The final outing for Douglas as a 21-year-old. We'll celebrate his birthday tomorrow, and it'll be up to the Brooklyn bullpen to secure a victory on this Tuesday night. Man at second, 1 out. Brooklyn looking to hold on to a 7-0 lead. Your Donnie Ventura coming on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, thank you so but there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
New arm in the game for Brooklyn as Douglas Orellana's day draws to a close. Nice start for Douglas and his first start of the season. He goes 4 1/3, 3 hits, 3 strikeouts, only 1 walk. No runs as it stands right now, but there is a runner on second base as your Danny Ventura on with 1 away and a runner on second.
So Yordani Ventura is on, takes over for Orellana. Trying to strand him under, a man aboard. Ventura pitching for the first time since last Thursday through 2 scoreless innings of relief. Dancing off second, Vasquez did steal a base in his first trip aboard today. And the short slider from Ventura funnels in for a strike at 0-1. Yordani making his 5th appearance. 1-0 with 3.48 ERA, 9 hits in 10 and a third innings, 3 walks, 15 strikeouts. And Ventura looks the runner back to second base. Unofficial line for Orellana, still responsible for the runner at second. Taking no decision, though, 4 1/3 innings, 3 hits, a walk, only 3 strikeouts. 68 pitches, though, 46 were in the zone. Dancing off second, Vasquez, the 1-strike pitch, and this is a soft ground ball back to the mound. Ventura fields at his chest and a quick throw on to Clifford for the second out. As Vasquez scoots 90 feet to third. 2 out, and Tavian Josenberger, the batter. Josenberger, the 100th pick. In last year's draft out of Arkansas, started his college career in the Big 12 at Kansas. For his pitch, the switch hitting center fielder, and a called strike from Ventura, and the count 0-1. Third baseman LaRusso in, rest of the infield back. A long pause from Yordani, now the 0-1, and this is a soft ground ball foul up the first baseline, and Ventura ahead in the count, no balls and 2 strikes. Josenberger last year, a 287 hitter in the SEC, did have a double when Arkansas faced off against Paul Skeens and LSU. The 0-2 pitch up and away. And the count of ball and 2 strikes now on Josenberger. Runner at third. 2 out here in the top of the 5th. Brooklyn a 7-run first inning. They lead by that score. A foggy Tuesday night under the lights. The 1-2 pitch. And a dribbler back behind home. And Josenberger stays alive at a 1-2 count. Series continues tomorrow. A reminder, folks, 6 o'clock start tomorrow night, not 7. We'll get underway at 6 o'clock. Gates open at 5. It'll be Felipe De La Cruz, the southpaw for Brooklyn, Jackson Baumeister for Aberdeen. The 1-2 up and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Then a 12 o'clock game on Thursday. That the reason for the earlier start time tomorrow. 12 o'clock on Thursday, Jonah Tong will make his High A and Cyclones debut. Be a good pitching matchup. Moises Chase will make the start for Aberdeen in that ballgame. The 2-2 inside and low. Nice stop by Osborne to his right. Saves a run in the count full. Back to a 7 o'clock start on Friday. That'll be the final night game of the homestand. Brandon Sproat will go against Zachary Fruit. Another outstanding pitching matchup, and then Nolan McLean will be on the mound Saturday at 2 o'clock against Edgar Portez. The payoff pitch. Outside corner. Got him looking. Strike 3 called. Well, Yordani Ventura does his job. Comes on out of the bullpen. Strands a man in scoring position. And keeps Aberdeen scoreless. It's an official game now. 7-0 Brooklyn after 4.5 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. chat and interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
William Lugo leads off for Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Cyclones looking to add on to a 7-0 lead, 5-6-7. And the Brooklyn order against Preston Johnson out for his third inning of relief, and his first pitch to Lugo outside, and the count 1-0. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. The 1-0 from Johnson. 91-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside corner. It's even at 1. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night here in the bottom of the 5th inning. A curl, the 1-1. And Lugo pulls his head out on the breaking ball. 1-2 now on the Cyclone shortstop. But on Sunday, Reed Garrett picked up his 5th win of the year for the Mets out of the bullpen. 1-2 pitch outside corner. Johnson foe breaking his back after felt like he was robbed of a strike 3 call there. But he's back on the bump ahead of the 2-2. Here it comes. Lugo pulls it on the ground to third. Waiting on the big hop, Vasquez. And a strong throw gets him for the first out of the 5th inning. But only one other Mets pitcher, Mets relief pitcher that is, has won 5 games in a single month. So our question is, who is the only other Met reliever to win 5 games in a single month? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. First pitch to Nolan McLain, fouled towards the first base seats. No balls and a strike. Nolan's walked and struck out. 0-for-1 so far tonight, but saw some jokes on social media. That's the crew that had the avocado head, although the avocado head is unattended. About 7 or 8 rows back up from the Brooklyn first base dugout. The 0-1. Anthony's 0-2, so if anyone wants a unattended avocado head.
Now's your chance.
You beat me to it. No word of whether or not that avocado is ripe or not. The 0-2. Snap dragging up and in. And the count of 1-2. But saw the jokes on social media after that game on Sunday saying Reed Garrett going to make a bid for a 20-win season. You joke about it, but at this rate, with the way starters are used in the majors, I wouldn't rule it out as McLain can't catch up. 93-mile-an-hour fastball up. And a strikeout for Preston Johnson. And 2 away now. In the 5th inning for Johnson, that his 3rd strikeout tonight. Drake Osborne, 0-for-2, has struck out fly to center in this ballgame. First pitch to the Brooklyn catcher, and Osborne fouls it off the umpire. Everybody all right. And the count. No balls and a strike, but some great notes on Reed Garrett, courtesy of the great folks from Mets PR. Shout out to them. so incredibly kind and gracious to Johnny and I at Citi Field yesterday. As Osborne takes low, one ball and one strike. But Reed Garrett, the first pitcher with five wins through his first eight outings in a season since Cecil Upshaw did it with the 1971 Atlanta Braves. So it's been a minute. The 1-1, down and away, two balls and a strike. And he's tied for third in Major League history and is one of just 12 relievers with five wins in their first eight outings of the year. Only Hugh Bedient, and Rube Waddell of the Hall of Fame had more than five wins in a month. They each had six. The 2-1. Breaking ball down and away, three balls and a strike. Bedient did it for the 1912 Boston Red Sox, and Rube Waddell did it for the 1905 Philadelphia A's.
Wow.
So you're looking at over a century from now. The 3-1. Osborne swings away and tickets this ball for the first base seats. And the dash is on for that loose ball, and someone in a red sweatshirt came away with it. 3-2 the count. Jeffrey De Los Santos walked his last time up. He's on deck. 7-0 Brooklyn in the fifth. Here comes the 3-2 from number 32 in gray. The payoff. Fisted off the hands, but unable to get there. While it's airborne is Etzel. Stays at 3-2. Osborne had that on-base streak to start the year, snapped on Sunday. Spent a lot of time in the offseason training with Jose Trevino and his complex down in the Lone Star State. Drake's home. The payoff pitch, up and in. Thought about it. Did he go? No on appeal, says Jamal Allen. And so Osborne starts a new on-base streak. He works a two-out walk. One on for Jeffrey De Los Santos. May remember that name if you tuned in on the radio side of things when Brooklyn played that two-week road trip last August. A two-week final road trip of the year down in Asheville and Greenville. Only played one game. It was one of those wacky games against the tourists. Went 1-for-4 with a walk. And he takes inside. It's 1-0. And two productive at-bats for Jeffrey. A sacrifice fly that made it 5-0 in the first. And walked and was stranded in scoring position his last time up in the third. Osborne leads off first the 1-0. And De Los Santos a foul tip into the glove of Willems. It's 1-1. But last year overall, 63 games with St. Lucie, another 7 in the Complex League. And a 756 OPS in his age 20 season. The 1-1. Outside, it's two balls and a strike. And maybe not the youngest guys in the league on this Cyclones roster, but there is a lot of talent that is either 21 years old or younger on this active Cyclones roster, and Jeffrey part of that contingent. The 2-1, and Jeffrey puts it in the air to right, but this will hang up for Prado. Drifts back a few steps, makes the catch, and Brooklyn retired in the fifth. Drake Osborne works a walk, but nothing else doing to the sixth. 7-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm,
and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Two, three, and four set to bat for Aberdeen in the top of the sixth inning. Yordani Ventura out for his first full inning of relief. Line now official for Orellana, 4 1/3. No runs, 3 hits, a walk, 3 Ks. His ERA now down to 1.02. Nick Maton will lead things off. And he takes outside from Ventura to start the sixth inning. Maton, first game on minor league rehab, has walked in, fouled out to the catcher. 1-0. Outside, it's 2 balls and no strikes. And Nick, no longer the only South Atlantic League member of the family. His younger brother pitching right now for High A Hickory, Rangers affiliate in the league, as Maton laid on the fastball at 90. It's 2-1. But younger brother Jacob now pitching in the Rangers system. His other brother Phil in the Tampa Bay Rays bullpen. As Maton takes outside, 3 balls and a strike now. It's part of the trade last winter that Philadelphia made with Detroit that sent Gregory Soto to the Phils. The 3-1 hit sharply on the ground underneath the diving glove of Lara to his left and into right field for a base hit. Looked like Lara was going to make a play on that ball, but just couldn't quite get there in time. So Nick Maton aboard. And Aberdeen has the leadoff man on to start the sixth. Brings up Matt Horvath, one of the top 20 prospects in the Orioles system, has flied to right and grounded out to third in this ballgame. Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of this inning. Long pause from Yordani. Now comes home. And that fastball across at 91, it's no balls and a strike. Our question is, Reed Garrett notched his 5th win of the year on Sunday for the Mets out of the bullpen. Only one other reliever in Mets franchise history has earned 5 wins in a month. Who was he? The 0-1, a swinging bunt up the third baseline, going to be a tough play. LaRusso, the bare hand throw to first late. It's an infield base hit for Mac Horvath. A bad break for Brooklyn on the weak ground ball, and now the Ironbirds, their best start to an inning so far today. They've got 2 on and nobody out for Matthew Etzel.
Yeah, it's the first time tonight that Aberdeen has had multiple hits in the same inning. Up until this point, all their base hits had been scattered across separate frames.
But if you think you know the answer to our Coney Convos trivia question, tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos. Could have your answer read aloud right here on our airwaves. First pitch to Etzel, and he takes outside. It's 1-0. Etzel, a fielder's choice. That on a ground ball to second in the first. Grounded out to first in his last at-bat against Orellana. 2 on and nobody out. The kick to 1-0. And the slider finds the outer half. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Taking a look at the Mets affiliates on this Tuesday night. One game impacted by weather. Double-A Binghamton had their game at home tonight against Hartford rained out. We'll try and play two tomorrow. The 1-1. In the air left field. This is trouble sinking fast, and it's down in front of Consuegra, base hit. Everybody goes station to station. But 3 straight hits for Aberdeen start the sixth, and they have the bases loaded with nobody out. So the sacks are saturated with Ironbirds. Etzel extends his hitting streak to 4, and now Creed Willems at the plate, and he has enough pop to make this a 3-run game with 1 swing of the bat. looped a double to left his last time, has also popped to short. And one of the Orioles' top prospects takes a strike. And the count 0-1. But the Mets right now at home against the Cubs. They're tied at one in the top of the sixth. Sean Manaea, five innings of one-run ball as Willems takes outside. It's a ball and a strike. Sean Reed Foley has taken over. Mets only run on a sack fly from Pete Alonso. 1-1. Willems lines one to right, coming on Jeffrey De Los Santos, makes the catch. Runner tagging to the plate. Throw home by Jeffrey, the tag, and they got him! Nick Maton thrown out trying to score on the fly ball from Willems. And instead of breaking up the shutout, there are two out in the sixth.
How about the throw from Jeffrey De Los Santos? Wasn't right on the money, but had plenty of umph behind it. And a beautiful play by Osborne to snare it off the bounce and apply the tag on Maton.
And the kicker there for Aberdeen, and by kicker I mean a kick in the rear end, is neither of the runners at first and second advanced.
Yep.
So now Elio Prado, and he takes a called strike in the count 0-1. Prado, a couple of fly balls tonight, but Jeffrey De Los Santos, not a guy who's played an avalanche of outfield in his professional career, was predominantly a middle infielder his first several years in the organization. But he's got a good arm out there in right, just like Omar in center. As Prado steps in the bucket on the breaking ball, and Ventura ahead, no balls and two strikes. The Cyclones add a new outfielder today, and following in tradition, picks up an outfield assist. The 0-2 struck him out swinging, chased in the dirt, tag applied by Osborne. Aberdeen loads the bases with nobody out, and they get nothing. In the words of Gene Wilder and Willy Wonka, you lose. Good day, sir. We go to the bottom of the sixth, 7-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, if the Aberdeen bullpen needed some length tonight, they are getting it from Preston Johnson out for his fourth inning of relief tonight. He's done a marvelous job so far, Johnny. Has faced just two over the minimum through three innings, only base runners on a couple of walks. And your Felipe Rojas Jr. have to love that, especially for a guy like Johnson, who highly regarded coming out of Mississippi State, but injuries prevented him from taking the mound last year, showing what he can do here in 2024. And this one may have hit off the knob of Omar De Los Santos's bat, and it's a fair ball picked up by Johnson three-quarters of the way up the line, and he just underhands it to Etzel for the out. Omar De Los Santos never ran out of the box. I don't know if he was just in shock that he thought he was going to get hit by that ball.
I think probably a combination of that, and if anything, maybe he would have thought he just fouled it off. How many times do you hit it off the knob of your bat and then proceed to put the ball in play?
Sounds like something that would have happened to me when I was playing ball as a kid. Alfredo Lara, the batter, and he takes high in the count 1-0. Get you the answer to our Coney Convos trivia question here tonight. The 1-0, and Lara way out in front. Over-aggressive there, and the count evens up at a ball and a strike. But our question tonight is, Reed Garrett picked up the win for the Mets on Sunday. Picked up 5 in the month of April. If he doesn't get the win tonight, check swing didn't go, says Allen. 2 balls and a strike. But Garrett tied for the most wins by a Mets reliever in franchise history in a single month. Who is he tied for the record with as Lara reaches and laces one in the left center field for a hit. So Wilfredo on base for the third time today, celebrated his 20th birthday on Sunday in his first game after celebrating his birthday. On base 3 times as Ryan Clifford steps in. So any guesses, Johnny? We had one for Edwin Diaz from our man Robert Anderson, but it was not Edwin Diaz.
I've got a guess for you.
But first, Ryan Clifford, who's 1-for-3, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1.
Think back to some of the dominant stretches he had. It was a short Mets tenure, but maybe a stretch where he picked up 5 in a month. Is it Addison Reed?
It's so funny. I thought you were going to go with that when you brought up a guy who was with the Mets for a little while but had some really dominant times. However, it was not Addison Reed. As Clifford takes outside, it's 1-1. You have to go, I wouldn't say a little bit further back than that, but certainly a little further back into the Mets history vault. Certainly a recognizable name, though. The 1-1, and Clifford scalds one towards the end of the third base concourse. It's 1-2.
How about Pedro Feliciano?
A little bit warmer with Feliciano, but still have to go back a little bit earlier into Mets history.
Okay.
Felt like it might be Feliciano because he pitched every day.
Right.
Felt like. A 1-2. Clifford rips one left center field, racing on Josenberger. He won't get there. And it's down in front of him for a base hit. Multi-hit night for Ryan Clifford. And Brooklyn with back-to-back one-out knocks. Here comes Stanley Consuegra. Let me know when you just want me to fire out the answer. I don't know if you have any other guesses rattling around the brain there.
I think I've done everything I can.
You have to go back to the 1980s. Find this guy who's pretty memorable in Mets history as Consuegra takes a strike. You see his photo plastered quite a bit all over Citi Field and in the past Shea Stadium because he was the guy who was on the mound when the Mets recorded the final out in 1986.
Mr. Orozco.
Go on. Consuegra out in front 0-2. Yep, Jesse Orozco, the ageless wonder. Was the man who did it. August 1983. The other Met to win 5 games out of the bullpen in a single month. The 0-2. Outside and low, a ball and 2 strikes. That all being, Reed Garrett, there still is a game in the month of April tonight. The Mets are still in the thick of it against the Cubs. He could conceivably pick up his 6th win. Still tied at 1, bottom of the 6th inning in Flushing.
How about the pitching the big league club has been receiving over the course of the past couple nights?
The 1-2, high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, after the storyline for the starters the first couple weeks of the season was not getting enough length. Well, last 2 days, the starter has worked into the 8th between Jose Quintana and Luis Severino. The 2-2, fastball inside. And it's full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson up at around 60 pitches tonight, so a left-hander starting to warm down the line and left for Aberdeen. We were there yesterday in the press conference room when Carlos Mendoza was asked as the 3-2 lifted in the air. First base side, will it stay in play? Willems ditches the mask and makes the catch in the direction of the Brooklyn on deck circle. So Consuegra retired for the second out. 2-1, two down in the sixth for Nick LaRusso. But the conversation, especially early after McGill got hurt, Kodai Senga was on the IL to start the year, David Peterson coming back from injury last year. Whole conversation was, well, the Mets just don't have a lot of depth right now at the starting pitching position. Oh, how things have changed in a couple of weeks. As LaRusso swings away, fouls it out of play to the right in the count 0-1.
Crazy to think about what it could be looking like when they do get the likes of Tyler McGill, Kodai Senga, as you mentioned, Justin Peterson.
It's going to create some pretty interesting decisions for David Stearns, Carlos Mendoza, the Mets front office. Going to have to make some tough calls on guys. The 0-1, LaRusso rips one in the air to center, sending Josenberger back, away back. It's over his head and rolling all the way to the 4-12 marker. Two runs are going to score. LaRusso turns second. He's on his way to third. The throw there, not in time. Sliding in head first at third is Nick LaRusso. It's a two RBI triple and a 9-0 Cyclones lead in the sixth.
I believe I called him an extra base hit machine earlier on in the show. And he has certainly lived up to that billing tonight. A double and a triple on his line.
He just crushed it to the deepest part of the ballpark. No chance for Josenberger to get there. Tried to sell it as best he could. But that triple by Nick LaRusso calls for a Barrel Smith barrel-aged cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. As Lugo takes up and away in the count 1-0. So those the first two runs allowed by Preston Johnson tonight. The set at the belt, the 1-0. And Lugo out in front. It's 1-1. Three RBIs for LaRusso tonight. He now has 13 on the year. And I want to say he is the first Cyclone to reach multiple triples on the season. Not going to get mistaken for Omar De Los Santos anytime soon. As Lugo cues it foul, it's 1-2, but he knows how to put it in the right part of the ballpark to get three bases.
He is indeed the first Cyclone with multiple triples this season.
The 1-2. Down and away.
To go back to your point from earlier, though, Justin, I thought Stearns had a great line. You know, you talk about some of those decisions that might be looming large, and obviously a guy like Christian Scott has gotten a lot of buzz. He said it's about the intersection of, you know, the major league club having the need with the minor leaguer, of course, being ready.
2-2 the count on Lugo, the break even, and a foul tip into the glove of Willems. Strike three, side retired. Bud Bricklin picks up three hits in the inning, including a two-run triple by Nick LaRusso. It's a nine spot for the Cyclones through six. They lead 9-0 on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
How do we create hope for a cleaner planet? Together. We see you doing your part every day, and we're here to power everything you do with clean, renewable energy. We see you DIYing and mindful downsizing, conscious carpooling and weekend beach cleaning. We see you flower box farming, sapling protecting, and eco-startupping. Everyone finding their electric streak and catching the nature bug. We see you inspiring others by using your power for more. All who've long gone green and all thinking about taking that first step and making a simple switch for collective change. Since 1997, Green Mountain Energy has helped communities light up with hope for a greener future with solar and wind power. So join us for the love of the planet and for the hope inspired by everything on it. Green Mountain Energy, light the future.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Go to the top of the seventh inning. 9-0 Brooklyn. Yordani Ventura back to work. Back to work on the play-by-play. JG, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Yeah, you get 7-8-9. Carter Young, Jalen Vasquez, Douglas Hodo here in the top of the seventh, a game that has been all Cyclones. 9-0. Ventura's first toss, swinging a high chopper, right-hand side. Second baseman Laura Fields and throws over to first for out number one. So one pitch, one out for Jordani Ventura in the top of the seventh. And it's bases empty for Jalen Vasquez. Vasquez, the only Iron Bird up until this point in the contest who has numerous hits. Aberdeen does only have six. But as we told you earlier on in the program, most of those scattered. Top of the sixth was the first inning where they pieced together multiple hits in one frame. The pitch shows bunt. It's a strike. Nothing in one to Vasquez. Yeah, Jalen singled in the third, proceeded to steal second base, and then doubled in the fifth, made it all the way up to third, but was left there. 0-1. Vasquez tips it foul, and it's nothing in two. Just grabbed a piece of that Ventura breaking ball. No balls and two strikes to the Aberdeen number nine batter. So you can make it now a four-game hitting streak for Jalen Vasquez. 2023 20th round pick out of North Greenville. Started out in the SEC at South Carolina. 0-2. Vasquez checks his swing. Got it off the hand of the bat. Right back to the pitcher Ventura, who tosses to first for out number two. So it was interesting. We saw Omar De Los Santos hit a ball off the nub of the bat earlier in the game, and that time Vasquez caught it right off the hands. Base is empty, two away, 9-0 Cyclones for Douglas Hodo.
It's a fun name to say, Hodo. I've got nothing else to add besides that.
I would agree. First pitch, swing and a miss. Only thing that comes to mind is that it rhymes with Frodo. Any Lord of the Rings fans out there?
I was going to say, he definitely got a lot of that
a
kid.
I'm sure. Ventura from his full wind, 0-1. Hodo, another ugly swing and a miss. Nothing in two, a breaking ball where he thought of holding, but well too late. That had already crossed home plate, so it's no balls and two strikes. Hodo, a former Texas Longhorn, of course, 0-2. Hodo takes upstairs, one ball and two strikes. His father, Doug, also connected to Texas baseball, was on the 1983 National Championship team. 1-2. Hodo takes a breaking ball for a strike three called. Jordani Ventura just painting that inside corner. He's got three strikeouts and a 1-2-3 top seven. Stretch time in Brooklyn. 9-0 Gilbert Gomez's squad on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now. Weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein. Perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Davey Cruz on to start the bottom of the seventh, and here's Johnny.
His first pitch misses up and away for ball one to Nolan McLean. It is 1-0. Brooklyn leading 9-0 as we get the bottom of the seventh underway. Nolan McLean takes a fastball that sizzles over for a strike, and it's 1-1. With Justin, I'm Johnny. Brooklyn 7 runs in the bottom of the first. They have not looked back since. Cruz, a lefty arm, 1-1, misses in towards McLean's knees. He leans out of the way of it, and his momentum takes him tumbling over home plate a little bit. 2-1 to the righty batter. McLean, a two-way guy, of course, a unicorn, if you will. Had a unicorn appreciation day here at the ballpark last week. Whiffs and misses at a 2-1 changeup low. McLean with a home run-looking hack, but just couldn't time it up. And now the count 2-2. You mentioned it earlier, Justin. Rare we see Nolan in the lineup offensively on a weeknight. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Another changeup that McLean just couldn't quite square up. So Cruz begins his evening with a strikeout. That is the ninth strikeout tonight by Aberdeen pitchers. And its base is empty, one gone for Drake Osborne. Yeah, so Brooklyn had 7 in the bottom of the first. And they fell quiet a bit offensively for a while before putting up a 2 spot in the bottom of the sixth. All told, 9 runs on 9 hits. First pitch to Drake Osborne. Another breaking ball for a strike. 0-1. A lot of off-speed stuff. Davey Cruz favoring that soft stuff here in his first bit of action tonight. 0-1 to Osborne. Swings and taps it back foul to the screen. And it's 0-2. Drake tonight, 0-2 with a walk. Struck out in the first, flew out to center in the third, and then walked in the fifth. Handling catching duties this afternoon, or should say this evening, for the Cyclones. 9 for his last 20. 0-2. Misses up and away. 1-2. But how about Osborne? Someone who, in 71 games a season ago with the Cyclones, hit just .179. And up until this point has been one of the bigger offensive contributors of the season. 1-2. Flares it in the air. Right-hand side stays in the infield. Etzel at first camped directly underneath. One-handed grab for out number two. So two up, two down for Cruz to begin his seventh inning. First inning of work out of this Aberdeen bullpen. Cruz, the fourth Aberdeen arm of the night. You mentioned it earlier, Justin. Preston Johnson giving Aberdeen some much-needed length, which, from an Ironbird standpoint, first pitch to Jeffrey De Los Santos is a breaking ball strike. You figure, okay, you're already down 7-0 in the first. Chances of a win today probably slim, to say the least. So what's the next best thing? Preserving that bullpen. As an 0-1 is a breaking ball. I'm not sure we've seen Davey Cruz throw a single fastball yet in this inning. That time it was a 79-mile-an-hour bender. And it's 0-2 to Jeffrey De Los Santos. 0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three on ball, on what would have been ball one outside the zone. De Los Santos could not hold. And it is a very quick 1-2-3 for Davey Cruz in the bottom of the seventh. Let's go to the eighth. 9-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Jordani Ventura still out there out of the Brooklyn bullpen, relieving Douglas Orellana and pitching with the luxury of a 9-0 lead. Back to the top of the order as we go to the eighth, Justin.
Tavian Josenberger to lead things off, and the first pitch from Jordani Ventura over for a strike. Ventura, very efficient, 34 pitches, 25 have been strikes tonight. Josenberger, Maton, Horvath, the 3-2 up, however, doesn't look like Maton will bat here in the eighth inning as Josenberger swings and misses, and the count 0-2. On deck right now, Randy Florentino. Likely slot into Maton's part of the order as this line right field coming on. Jeffrey De Los Santos and makes the nice lunging backhanded grab in that pristine pink mitt out there in right field. It's a nifty glove that Jeffrey's got out there. So one up, one down for Ventura in the eighth, and now it'll be Florentino to bat for Maton. So Maton's day done, and day one of his minor league rehab assignment, likely scheduled. Generally, guys, especially position players, first time out will play seven innings. Maton 1-for-2 with a walk in this ball game, was thrown out trying to score on the great throw by De Los Santos back, I believe, in the top of the sixth as Florentino takes high in the count 1-0. The 1-0 pitch inside and low. Two balls and no strikes. Didn't see anything that happened on that play that would lead to believe that something came up injury-wise. Most likely just removed because he's played seven as Florentino laid on the fastball, it's 0-2. Florentino, 7-for-24 on the year, 3 doubles, 3 RBIs. Has picked up a hit in 4 straight games, the 2-1. Outside corner, evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Florentino originally signed out of the Dominican by the Rangers, taken by the Orioles, minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft prior to last year, as Ventura freezes Florentino on a backdoor slider. Got him looking. And two down now in the eighth with Brooklyn still in front by 9. Well, for Ventura, that strikeout number 4 tonight. That K brought to you by our friends at BKFC. Mac Horvath 1-for-3, reached on an infield base hit his last time. And he takes a fastball strike. And the count quickly 0-1. Horvath out of North Carolina. Grew up in Minnesota. Played his final year of high school baseball at IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. As Horvath takes a strike, it's 0-2. Orioles were interested in Horvath as a draft-eligible sophomore in 2022 and brought him home last year. The 0-2 pitch outside and low. A count of ball and 2 strikes now. Had a great year last year in the ACC at North Carolina. Perfect game named him to the All-America first team. A 1-2 pitch outside and low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Was one of 8 players in Division I last year to have 20 or more stolen bases and 20 or more home runs. Was the first man to do it in the ACC since 1999. The breaking ball slips over the head of Horvath. And from 0-2 to 3 balls and 2 strikes, Matthew Wetzel waiting on deck. Ventura straddles the rubber. The payoff pitch. And Horvath in the air. First base way, Clifford to his left. But this will land about 4 rows back. And it stays full at 3-2. Well, despite some ominous fog earlier tonight, has stayed clear here on Coney Island. There's also a very minor threat of rain. After 8, after 9. We have stayed dry, just as Brooklyn has kept Aberdeen off the scoreboard. There's 7 2/3 innings tonight. Here's the payoff pitch. And he swings late, strike 3. Poured it past him with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. 5 strikeouts for Ventura, and Brooklyn keeps the shutout into the ninth. 1-2-3 goes Aberdeen. Brooklyn looking for insurance. They lead 9-0. on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
So a bunch of defensive changes for Aberdeen as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tavian Josenberger moves from center field to second base. Carter Young moves from second base to shortstop as Omar De Los Santos leads off the eighth and takes outside and low. And the count 1-0. Matthew Etzel moves from first base to center field. And Randy Florentino, who pinch hit for Nick Maton, comes in at first base. De Los Santos can't connect. It's even at a ball and a strike. So defensively now for Aberdeen, left to right in the outfield, Hodo Etzel Prado. 1-1, way up and away, two balls and a strike. Third to first around the infield, Vasquez, Young, Josenberger, and Florentino with Willems still behind the plate. Brooklyn a 9-0 lead, trying to pick up the win in the opening game of this series, the 2-1. And a swing and a miss off speed from Cruz. Evens up at two balls and two strikes. Taking a look around the Mets organization today. Mets have taken a 4-1 lead on the Cubs in the seventh. DJ Stewart, a go-ahead three-run homer in the sixth. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Just 81 miles an hour, but in on the hands of De Los Santos. And Davey Cruz has a strikeout to start the home eighth inning.
I'm really not sure how many fastballs we've seen since Cruz has come in.
I can't tell if he's not throwing fastballs or he just doesn't throw overly hard.
Right.
It looked like fastball arm speed. Wasn't a whole lot of movement on that last pitch. As Lara takes outside, it's 1-0. The Mets a 4-1 lead. Reed Garrett's on now, but after the Mets have taken the lead. The 1-0. And there's a fastball at 91 for a strike. And the count even at 1-1.
So he does have a fastball. Well, maybe it was exclusively a change-up slider pitcher.
The 1-1. Lara nearly spins himself into the dirt like a top. And Cruz ahead of ball and two strikes. But AAA Syracuse on the road in Rochester tonight. They won 13-5. Cyclones not the only Mets affiliate with a 7-run inning today. Syracuse scored 7 in the top of the 7th. 1-2. Outside, it's two balls and two strikes. Yalmer Sanchez. Jose Iglesias had a multi-home run game. Ryland Bannon went deep in that one. I didn't even know Jose Iglesias was capable of a multi-home run game. Showing off some pop in Rochester tonight. 2-2 high. Three balls and two strikes now. Dom Hamill, the reigning International League Pitcher of the Week, wasn't quite as sharp this time. Gave up 4 runs in 4 1/3 innings. The payoff pitch. And Lara out in front, strike 3. Another punch out for Davey Cruz. He's whiffed four of the five he's faced. Two out in the eighth for Ryan Clifford. Two for four tonight with a couple of base hits. Former Met Steven Ogosek took the loss in that game against AAA Syracuse tonight. Well, we mentioned AA Binghamton rained out. They'll try and play two tomorrow against Hartford. Former Cyclone Brendan Hardy. As Clifford takes inside, it's 1-0. And single A St. Lucie. They didn't score seven runs in an inning tonight, but they had 2 5-run innings.
That'll do.
And beat Jupiter Marlins affiliate 11-1 as Clifford doing his best Neo from the Matrix impression. And that one right underneath his chin at 90, it's 2-0. But St. Lucie, an 11-1 win. Chris Suero, a two-run homer, his second of the year. All but two guys in St. Lucie's lineup tonight had at least one hit. As Clifford takes high, three balls and no strikes. As for Brooklyn tonight, three out of the nine have not recorded a hit. But, however, all nine have reached base at least once. The 3-0 from Cruz. And Clifford takes a knee-high strike. And the count 3-1. Looking ahead to the ninth inning, Aberdeen will have the heart of their lineup due up. Edsel, Willems, and Prado. Brooklyn a 9-0 lead. The 3-1 to Cliff. Fastball at the letters. And the count full at 3-2. Quiet night here on Coney Island. The payoff pitch. And Clifford grabs a piece to stay alive. Remains full at 3-2. But looking at the South Atlantic League tonight. Most games have gone final. Actually, as a matter of fact, this is the last game still going. The payoff pitch. High ball four, and Clifford's on for the third time. You see Cruz snap at that ball back from Willems. Frustrated, he issued a two-out walk. Brings up Stanley Consuegra. One for four with an RBI base hit tonight. Fouled out to the catcher in his last at-bat. Lefty's first toss, and Stanley takes high. And the count quickly 1-0. Oh, it's Dollar Dog Night at Citi Field today.
I see our friend Steve Gelbs has been having fun with it.
Is he doing the nine hot dogs in nine innings challenge?
Yeah, I saw he had some sort of
1-0, and Consuegra punches one out to center. This will stay in the ballpark for Edsel, who will make the catch to end the inning. We'll pick up our thoughts on hot dogs. We come back for the ninth. 9-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for the Cyclones. Victor Castaneda on after Jordani Ventura goes 3-2-3 shutout.
5 strikeouts to no walks. Brooklyn 3 outs from a shutout.
Talking about Downward Dog Night, Justin, Mets just said they sold 44,269 hot dogs tonight on Downward Dog Night. My goodness.
The heartbreaking news from Anthony DeComo at MLB.com, the Mets beat writer. I was trying to figure out what Anthony was tweeting earlier when I saw breaking news.
That qualifies as breaking news, I'd say.
Breaking something. So Castaneda on for the ninth. As Brooklyn trying to close out a 9-0 victory. Matthew Etzel, who has moved to center field, started the game at first base, takes low. And the count 1-0. Castaneda, 25 years old, from Culiacan, Sinaloa, Mexico. As this punished deep to right center field. Long run back into his right, Jeffrey De Los Santos. Neither he or Omar will get there. One hop off the right center field wall, and Etzel off like a bird all the way to third, standing with a leadoff triple. And if that's pretty much any other part of the ballpark, that is a home run for Etzel. Blasted at 105.9 off the bat, 400 feet just to the wrong part of Maimonides Park. And just like that, the Brooklyn shutout in danger. As the Ironbirds have a man at third with nobody out. And now Willems, a high deep drive to center. Omar De Los Santos chasing it back. He'll make the catch. Tagging easily and scoring from third to break up the shutout is Etzel. It's a sacrifice fly for Creed Willems, his team leading 21st of the year. And Aberdeen's on the board. It's 9-1. So Brooklyn denied an opportunity to pick up their third straight shutout to open up a home series. They shut out Asheville in the home opener. They shut out Wilmington last Tuesday. But Aberdeen able to push one across here in the ninth. But the base is empty, one out for Elio Prado, who takes outside for ball one. Castaneda making his sixth appearance, 1-1, a 4.15 ERA. The 1-0 to Prado, and this in the air center field coming on De Los Santos. He won't get there. He'll play it on a bounce, and Elio Prado aboard with a one-out single. So three well-stung balls from Aberdeen against Castaneda in the ninth. And now Carter Young 0 for 3. Castaneda, 8 2/3 innings, just one walk, 9 strikeouts entering the night. Pitching for the first time since last Thursday afternoon, went 2 1/3 innings, a season high. Did not allow a run or a hit against Wilmington. First pitch, and Young fights it off the hands. Like a couple of stadium workers who were helping all trash out of here, stopping what they're doing to go get the souvenir baseball. And now back to work. The 0-1. Foul tip into the glove of Drake Osborne. No balls and two strikes. Fans reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. A look ahead to game two in this series tomorrow night. The 0-2. Dirt ball. 1-2 the count now on Young. Felipe De La Cruz will get the ball for Brooklyn tomorrow. 0-2. A 3.06 ERA. Jackson Baumeister will get the ball for Aberdeen. No record, a 1.93 ERA. Baumeister, one of the Orioles' top 20 prospects. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Looked like the split changed down. First strikeout tonight for Castaneda. And the Cyclones one out away from a series opening victory. So one on, two out for Jalen Vasquez. Has been on base two of the three times he's been up tonight. A single, a double. Ground out back to the mound in his last at-bat. Castaneda trying to finish it off. And Vasquez takes a called strike one. American flag out in center, blowing ever so slightly towards the right field fair foul pole. As Castaneda misses up and away. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Of course, a lot of folks, especially with this game nearing its end, keeping their eyes on multiple games here in the area. As Vasquez swings and misses, it's 1-2. Not only the Mets playing tonight, but the Knicks right now in the fourth quarter against the 76ers trying to close out that first round series. The 1-2 outside, and Vasquez stays alive. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1 on, 2 out. Brooklyn, a 9-1 lead. A swing and a tip just behind the lefty batter's box. So Vasquez stays in there. Douglas Hodo, the third, would be next. If Vasquez can pass the baton, the 2-2 pitch up and away. But even here, I think King Henry there groaning at the call. With the count now full 3-2. That'll release Prado from first base with 2 out. He goes, the payoff pitch, inside ball 4. And Aberdeen stays alive. So Vasquez on base for the third time tonight. He works a 2-out walk. 2 on and 2 out in the ninth for Douglas Hodo, the third. Now Hodo 0-for-3 tonight in his first game back with Aberdeen. Played a slew of games there last year before landing on the IL to end the season. Starting to feel good. The Burrow further to our northwest. As Hodo takes outside, it's 1-0. With the Knicks, a 6-point lead on the Sixers with under 30 seconds to go at the Garden. The 1-0 off the end of the bat, right field, and that one's going to get down for a base hit. Prado rounds third. He will score. De Los Santos bluffs a throw home, tosses into the cutoff man, Lara. It's an RBI single for Douglas Hodo III, his first RBI back in the South Atlantic League with the Ironbirds, and it's 9-2 Brooklyn. Tough break for Castaneda, just a flare off the end of the wood. And Lugo and Osborne out to talk to try and help settle Castaneda down with a 7-run lead. And 1 out away from closing out a series opening victory. The Cyclones have been mighty good here in their home digs to start 2024. They have loved playing in front of the raucous Coney Island crowd. 8-4 through their first 12 games, trying to pick up home win number 9 with one more out. Back to the top of the order in Josenberger. And Castaneda misses outside and low 1-0 as Hodo takes second on defensive indifference. Josenberger 0-for-4 tonight. Fly out to right his last time. And Castaneda misses high. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Brooklyn's bullpen back up and moving. Josh Hetschka up and getting ready in case he is called upon. The 2-0 inside and low. Check swing did not go. And now all of a sudden it's 3-0 on Josenberger with Randy Florentino on deck, who with one swing of the bat could make it a 9-6 game. A 3-0, low ball 4, and the bases are loaded. So Castaneda has struggled to find the zone tonight. More balls than strikes out of his first 22 pitches. Dan McKinney, the pitching coach, first out of the dugout for Brooklyn to talk with the right-hander. Just need to get one more out to close out this ballgame. A 9-2 Brooklyn here in the ninth. Jonah Tong will be the starter for Brooklyn on Thursday. Brandon Sproat on Friday. Nolan McClain on Saturday, and then back to Douglas Orellana to close out the series on Sunday. It'll be a fun week of promotions here on Coney Island. See Hetschka up and warming in the bullpen. We'll have STEM Day for the day game on Thursday. Post-game fireworks on Friday. And a day at Shea Day presented by Sledgehouse Media on Saturday. As Florentino fouls it away. No balls and a strike. Our first Jefes night of the season, Copa de la Diversión on Sunday. The first 1,000 fans getting a Brooklyn Jefes Sugar Skull bobblehead. And the pitch outside. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Well, the Knicks and Sixers are going to overtime. So the Knicks blew a 6-point lead in the final 30 seconds. So keep you posted there as Florentino takes inside. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. The 2-1 in the air left field. Playable for Consuegra. In and to his right, lost his hat, but doesn't lose the ball. And you can celebrate a Cyclones series opening victory. Your final score tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones 9, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 2. And the Cyclones with the win improved to 12-10 on the year. And now 9-4 through their first 13 home games. We'll take a break. When we come back, the recap report is next. Cyclones 9, Ironbirds 2. They open up the series with a win on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Another victory for Brooklyn to open up a series. Came a couple outs shy of the shutout, but a 9-2 win counts all the same in the record book. As Brooklyn with the win, improving to 12-10 on the year. Aberdeen with the loss down at 500 at 11-11. And the Cyclones started hot early with the bats, and that was enough to carry them throughout the rest of the night as the Cyclones scored 7 runs in the bottom of the first inning to get the party started. We'll take you through the game that was tonight. Douglas Orellana against Levi Wells at the start. And after Orellana worked around a one-out walk in the first, Brooklyn's bats immediately started hot. Wilfredo Lara doubled down the line and right, then moved to third on a Ryan Clifford base hit. And that brought up Stanley Consuegra with a chance to give Brooklyn the early lead. Bout. Not low enough to cause any sort of stoppage in play as the 1-1, a grounder back up the middle, and that's going to be a broken bat RBI base hit. Lara scores, stopping at second. Clifford, 3 straight base hits to start the series for the Cyclones, and they take a quick 1-0 lead. Well, Stanley Consuegra delivering that broken bat RBI base hit, so Brooklyn quickly had a 1-0 lead. After a brief mound visit, it was Nick LaRusso at the plate, and he kept passing the baton along. The kick, the 1-2. And LaRusso crushes one in the air to left. Back goes Hodo to the warning track, and he watches that one bang off the fence. Clifford got a good read. He's on his way to the plate, and he'll score standing up. Four straight knocks to start the day for Brooklyn. This one an RBI double from Nick LaRusso. 2-0 Cyclones in the bottom of the opening frame.
Man.
So four straight hits to start the inning for Brooklyn, a 2-0 lead. You thought there was no way they could potentially get to five, right? Wrong. So now William Lugo trying to keep the hit parade going. Infield in with runners at second and third, and he does. Consuegra to the plate. He'll score. LaRusso puts on the brakes at third. Five straight base hits here in the home first inning. RBI single for William Lugo makes it 3-0. So that knock by William Lugo past the drawn-in infield made it a 3-0 Brooklyn lead. Nolan McLean would stretch the streak to six straight Cyclones reaching base with a walk to load the bags. But after Drake Osborne struck out a wild pitch, brought home LaRusso, made it 4-0. Jeffrey De Los Santos' sack fly made it a 5-0 game. That would be it for Levi Wells. On came Bradley Brimmer. And five pitches into his night, Omar De Los Santos would come to the plate with a chance to cap off what was an overwhelming first inning for the Cyclones. The 2-2. And this one punished deep to left field, and all Hodo can do is turn and watch that one land in Luna Park. A perfect capper to an avalanche of a offensive explosion in the bottom of the first inning. The first home run of the season for Omar De Los Santos makes it 7-0 Cyclones. First homer of the year for Omar. Brooklyn would send 11 men to the plate in the bottom of the first inning, held that 7-0 lead after one. And it would stay a 7-0 game for a long time, all the way into the bottom of the sixth inning, where our player of the game, Nick LaRusso, put the final nail in the coffin of a Cyclones victory. Wilfredo Lara, a one-out base hit. Ryan Clifford singled after that. After Stanley Consuegra popped out to the catcher, Nick LaRusso delivered one final blow. Carlos Mendoza, the Mets front office, going to have to make some tough calls on guys. The 0-1, LaRusso rips one in the air to center, sending Josenberger back away back. It's over his head and rolling all the way to the 4-12 marker. Two runs are going to score. LaRusso turns second. He's on his way to third. The throw there, not in time. Sliding in head first at third is Nick LaRusso. It's a 2-RBI triple and a 9-0 Cyclones lead in the sixth. And Nick LaRusso, another multi-extra base hit, multi-RBI night as the Cyclones took a 9-0 lead. Aberdeen would add a couple to break up the shutout in the ninth on a Creed Willems sack fly and a Douglas Hodo single to right field as Brooklyn wins it by a final of 9-2. Winning pitcher tonight, Yordani Ventura. He improves to 2-0, 3 2/3 innings of shutout relief, 3 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts. Douglas Oriano, 4 1/3 shutout at the start, but didn't go the necessary 5 to qualify for the win. Levi Wells takes the loss. He drops to 0-2. Could not escape the first inning. 6 runs, 5 hits, and 2/3 of a frame. A walk and a strikeout. Final line score tonight. Aberdeen, 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 9. Brooklyn, 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 6. Final time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 21 minutes in front of a crowd of 787. And with a look around the out-of-town scoreboard before we say our final goodbye, here's Johnny.
Justin, thanks so much. Yeah, we'll give you around the South Atlantic League first, and as you noted earlier on in the show, this was the last game to conclude across the South Atlantic League. Everything else in the league either got underway at 6 or 6:35 tonight, so that means everything's wrapped up. We got a whole bunch of finals to rattle off for you. Rome took down Hickory at home 3-1 to open their series. Greenville put up a 12 spot, and good for the Greenville Drive, who had been struggling up until this point. They were 7-14 entering play today. They top Asheville 12-7. Greensboro defends their home field. They take down Winston-Salem 9-2. Wilmington and Hudson Valley opening up a 6-game set down in Delaware, but it was the Renegades who exploded 12-2 over Wilmington. Brian Caceres taking the loss for the Blue Rocks in that one. And the only other game across the circuit, Bowling Green and Jersey Shore down in Lakewood getting their series underway. And it was the Hot Rods who Brooklyn will see in a couple weeks' time on the road down in Kentucky, grabbing a 4-1 win in Lakewood to capture that victory. So that does it for the South Atlantic League scoreboard. But now we will give you a look across the Mets organization on this Tuesday night. Again, Brooklyn taking down Aberdeen 9-2. We'll give you a look. We told you earlier, Binghamton having to deal with some weather. They're aiming to play two tomorrow, the Rumble Ponies, but they were indeed rained out today, so the Rumble Ponies will need to wait a little bit longer to take the field. Them and Hartford, they do have that makeup scheduled for tomorrow. Outside of that, Syracuse on the road, 13-5 winners over Rochester, and you mentioned it earlier, Justin, the S-Mets exploding with a 7 spot in the top of the 7th. Syracuse 13 runs on 13 hits as they take down the Rochester Red Wings. So the S-Mets now 15-11 through their first 26. Again, no double-A Binghamton. Rumble Ponies rained out. And St. Lucie, 11-1 winners over Jupiter. So a pretty good day to be a Mets affiliate. Syracuse, 13 runs on 13 hits. St. Lucie, 11 runs on 11 hits. And Brooklyn, 9 runs on 9 hits. I'm noticing a pattern there as a pretty good day all across the board in Metsland.
Yes, indeed it was, as the Cyclones ended up being the low man on the totem pole
right of
the organization scoring runs tonight. You figure 9 would do you pretty good, but instead you're the lowest scoring team in the affiliate chain. But the Cyclones will try and make it back-to-back victories tomorrow night. Again, a 6 o'clock start tomorrow, not 7, with a noon game on Thursday. Gates open here tomorrow, 5 o'clock. First pitch at 6, Johnny and I with a pregame show at 5:45. Felipe De La Cruz will make the start, 0-2 at 3.06 ERA. Jackson Baumeister, one of the Orioles' top 20 farm hands, no record of 1.93 ERA for Aberdeen again. Gates open at 6, coverage, or gates open at 5, coverage at 5:45, and first pitch at 6 o'clock right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. That'll do it for us here tonight as the Cyclones beat Aberdeen 9-2 to open up the series. For our entire ownership group with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, our entire crew back in the control room, Ricky Viola, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, and the like, as well as my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long and good night from Coney Island. Brooklyn 9, Aberdeen 2. Your final. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night at 5:45. But until then, have a great rest of your Tuesday evening. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.